It's Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. The deep state coup is now live against America. I've analyzed their attack profile and know how to stop them. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast can save the country and stop World War III.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Trump has launched this powerful ad against the demonic hyena, Kamala Harris, and I'm going to lay out the enemy battle plan and how to stop him.
If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris. She's dangerously liberal.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her.
You know, for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
You're confident this border's secure?
We have a secure border.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE, and we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She had 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical, and she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that's fantastic.
All right, my friends, thank you to all the millions of people that are tuning in. And of those millions, just think and decide to share the links from InfoWars.com/Joe. Real Alex Jones on X and the live feed will reach millions more. Then they'll share the link, and still millions more, and they share the link, and still millions more. And in the 30 million a day we're reaching conservatively becomes 90 million, 150 million, 200 million, 500 million. If we achieve chain reaction, we will defeat this permutation of the New World Order. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday transmission. All right, the public really gets it. Congress gets it. They're openly in hearings saying, we think you sent people to kill Trump. We think you had a stand down. You know, we think the deep state did it. And the monster resigned, and they're in full panic mode. You've got to call them on what they've done, or they'll go to the next leg of what they're planning that I'm going to expose here today. And Trump has put on Truth Social that indeed they did not protect him and try to get him killed. And they indeed have put up bomb barriers now a quarter mile out from Mar-a-Lago. So I can tell you, because I've talked to him, I'll leave it at that, that the highest level folks in the Trump operation are listening, and their people are listening, and it's not that they even need me to tell them all of this. They pretty much already understand it. But this broadcast is helping form a consensus inside the Trump operation of how grave the situation is. All right. We can talk about where's Biden. We talk about Kamala Harris without ever getting one vote, being basically appointed as the nominee. Will they double cross her? And the VP pick being run by Eric Holder and Obama, that's all admitted. And then Obama won't endorse her until she submits them fully. We talk about all the new Secret Service information coming out that is the most incredible yet. So incredible that they had literally 30 feet away from the sniper at the next building that was higher, their command center overlooking the shooter. And the police had been designated to be there, but were pulled off. That's all incredible, but those are pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. If you pull back, the puzzle's complete. And we are in the middle of a globalist deep state coup over the executive branch. They already had 90% control, but now they're getting 100% control at the highest levels, positioning their people to then steal the election and then make a tyrannical move against the population and against the MAGA movement that is the main pro-human, pro-America beachhead we have. I've analyzed the enemy attack plan. I know the different avenues they're going down. I know their different strategies. And we are going to expose their operations straight ahead. We will release the plans to the Death Star in 60 seconds. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth. Now we've got it.
As Americans, I would liken all of us in our political will to be a heart surgeon who is doing an emergency bypass surgery on the Republic's heart. We have to admit that the patient is in cardiac arrest. We have to stabilize them, and we have to fix the heart. If we do not admit the situation we're in, the patient will die. So, we've got all these huge stories, each one of them the top viral news. All four of these stories are 1, 2, 3, and 4 on every metric. And when you look at the stories, the public is not buying anything they're being told, and that's very healthy. You have Biden still missing, going into day 6. It's not day 5, it's day 6 now. You have Kamala without one vote being the nominee and supposedly securing it even ahead of the convention. But don't think for a minute they're not going to try to remove her. We've got all the Secret Service news coming out, triple confirming that it was a deliberate stand down and they knew Trump was going to be killed there. The higher ups that control the situation. We then, on top of that, have all of the other political news taking place, and Eric Holder, who's really one of the prime movers in the deep state, he's a top field marshal. In the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Legion of Doom, you know, he's one of the top guys, taking full control of the Kamala Harris White House. The powers of the president have, and then I've got all the orders right here, have been transferred into the State Department that runs the CIA. And so the CIA, and I've reposted that on my Real Alex Jones channel, you want to see the order by the people that are in control. They admit Biden is no longer in control. And so now the Republicans and the Democrats are saying, well, if he's not in control, you can't constitutionally just hand that over to other people. There's got to be a 25th Amendment. And then with 102 days or 103 days out from the election, it has to all be officially done and handed over to Kamala Harris. And it looks like that's what they're about to do, but they've already done it administratively outside of law. So this is a epic moment for America and the world. It's an incredibly dangerous moment. And we are seeing the deep state being drug out into the open in front of the world. Biden was in Vegas last Wednesday, and he's not been seen Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He called in to a Democrat Party event, sounded like he's on death's doorstep, and or it was AI or something. But we've not seen his face, and he might be alive. Most people think he's dead. I tend to think he probably is alive. But he's basically being held inside that Delaware encampment while the deep state goes around and secures who'll be in what positions, because there was an internal fight in the last 6 months because Biden refused to step down. So the loyalists to Biden are being removed. The loyalists to the deeper state are being put in charge. And while they organize that executive branch coup, the deep state carrying out its coup against the executive branch, they will then, in quick order, organize and launch their plans against Trump and the American people. And that means false flags, terror attacks, more assassination attempts, October surprises, massively expanded wars. It's on. So put up on screen. How many days are we to the election, folks? Let's put this in context. 104 days, 12 hours, 49 minutes, 34 seconds. And if you add on the 79 days when he's president-elect, how many days are we? We'll put that on screen. Because we need to really think about this. 180 days, 12 hours, 49 minutes, 15 seconds till Trump is sworn in on the south side of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. So, they're organizing their unconstitutional coup over the executive, appointing Kamala as the nominee, just as Biden was stole the election 2020, set up their Homeland Security grid against the Patriots, American people, pre-programmed their synthetic race war, tried to kill Trump, tried to take him off the ballot, all the rest of stuff you saw happen. And now they're finishing up organizing that, and they will move into high gear with all the things they believe will destabilize things, create enough fear to keep them in power. If they can't kill Trump in the next 104 days, they already said, starting 6 months ago, 5 months ago, right up until now, the legislation is introduced by Senator Blumenthal and others to have Congress strip the power from President-elect Trump, which he wouldn't have the power yet, or President Trump, to not be able to invoke the Insurrection Act, last invoked in 92 during the L.A. riots by George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, that is a legislative coup against the executive. So they're going to strengthen the powers of the executive if they get their puppet in, but they are also preparing to strip powers and strip powers from the Supreme Court by packing the court and adding a whole bunch of new members that they control. So they've got all these things pre-programmed, ready, and basically in the oven, finishing. And then when they're ready to deliver the meal of tyranny, they pull out the meal and they serve the poison feast. So this is all moving right now at light speed. And we need to analyze the different attack profiles and different dirty tricks they've got. But just remember, if you're a regular listener, you've heard this ad nauseum, but for other listeners who just tuned in, I could play clips of me 2 weeks ago saying I believe he would be stepping down the 20th or 21st. He stepped down on the 21st, Biden, from the nominee. I said when they try to kill Trump, they'll try to kill Biden or drug him or say he's sick and incapacitated. That happened, the latter. I'm inside the enemy's mind. This is all I do. I went to bed at about 10 o'clock last night, slept till 6 a.m., and did nothing but dream about this. In my dreams, I was working. In my dreams, I was analyzing. In my dreams, I was at my desk the whole night. That's how focused my mind is on this information. I remember my dad telling me when he was going to college and then graduate school and medical school how he was working multiple jobs and doing all that. And when he was in medical school, I was a baby. And how he trained his mind then. He was so focused that he would dream about his classwork and his exams. And of course, he was top of his class everywhere he went. Smart guy. But the point was, is that I was like, really? You? And now I've reached that point. Not at 21 years old, 22, and like he was, but now, I'm not talking about myself here. I'm just telling listeners, they ask how I know this stuff, how I do this stuff. I am now on this 24 hours a day. I could be hiking with my family. I could be cooking dinner, helping my wife cook dinner, and this is all I do. And I can tell you unequivocally that we are in the greatest danger we've ever been. We have a tyranny that has been in control partially since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 with the private banking cartel, 1947 the National Security Act with CIA being above the law, the Dulles brothers, and then four groups of bureaucrats since then that they trained and prepared for this ongoing deep state that Eisenhower warned us of, and even Harry Truman did, right when he set it up. He said, I've been double-crossed. And this ongoing coup hands the baton to the next generation that they've trained and is an ongoing oligarchy that controls our nation. And now in the year 2024, their surveillance, their censorship, their wars, their open borders, their persecution, their transgender depopulation cult has not just turned the American people fully against them, but has turned the world against them. So they're at the end of their rule, and not soon enough did it come, to quote Yoda. Your rule at an end has come, and not soon enough.
Your arrogance blinds you, Master Yoda.
So we are at that point in Episode 3 Star Wars where Palpatine has manipulated all these forces to become the dictator, the emperor. And we are about to get no longer a shadow deep state. We're about to get it on its hind legs attacking us like the crest of Bavaria, a bear rampant. And so I will never commit suicide. I love life. And the reason I say that is I make a lot of predictions here, and I make them because that's the trajectory. You know, if you're at the Grand Canyon and you got your GPS, and the GPS says in 100 yards, if you go drive off this road, you're going to drive off the side of the Grand Canyon and fall 4,000 feet. I'm saying turn the car around, stop where we're going over a cliff. I don't make these predictions because they have to happen. I'm saying where we're going. Like if you leave a turkey in the oven, you're supposed to cook it 4 hours. You leave it there 10 hours, it's going to be burned. The turkey's already past 4 hours here. You got to pull the turkey out. But obviously, I can make predictions about everything else on the trajectory we're on. I personally am having to deal with the understanding that once they kill Trump or remove Trump and stage a bunch of false flags, they're going after everybody. And I mean thousands of people deep. They're going to kill state police heads. They're going to kill governors. They're going to kill senators. They're going to kill congressmen like they already tried at the baseball field and at Senator Rand Paul's house. And without getting into details, they've sent people to get me here, but they failed because of God. So I'm not worried about myself because I chose this mission. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. It's where I want to be. But it is a very deep spiritual and psychological thing to now know that we've come to that point. And the reason I raise that is you need to understand the maximum urgency of where we are. There is a live, open, naked, deep state, Democrat Party, New World Order coup. And in the past, the Republican Party was just as much a part of this as the Democrats. But now Trump and the populist movement and us, the viewers of this show, the listeners, we've got about 70% control of the Republican Party right now, and soon with Trump, we'll have 90% control, and it's game over. And we can turn the country around. Now, do you think the bad guys are going to give up? Question. No! Do you think they wanted Trump dead because he was so popular and all their attacks failed before? Now he's way more popular. You think they want him dead more now? Yes! So, I chose my life. I chose my trajectory. I chose to be truthful and honorable. I chose to not be a coward. I chose to fight these people because they're evil, and I would never want to serve them. I'm empowered. I am blessed to be in this position. If they kill me tomorrow, which God forbid, I don't want them to, I was a winner. I was an example to others, like Colonel Travis the Alamo. I stayed the course, and they will lose in the end. But I will assure all of you something. If the globalists cement their control in the next level of the takeover, it's a fate worse than death. These people are so satanic and scientifically evil, mad scientists, that you are committing yourself to something beyond hell. Hell on earth. So let's be clear. I don't do this because I've got courage and I want to be a hero. I do this because I've studied history and understood the cost, knew what we were up against, and I understand the safest course as a man, is to follow the spirit, to follow my guts, to follow my ancestors and be honorable in the belief and knowing that no matter how hardcore it gets, and a lot of us won't make it through this, in the end, we will beat these people. And that's what you need to know if they cyber attack next week, a month from now, and turn the lights out. It could run from just cutting the internet off or part of it off to cutting the lights out. They will do anything. But if they know we know, Brennan, Clapper, Obama, the Rothschilds, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, if they know that we know, like Warren Buffett got out of Bill Gates' operation last year, his wife got out of the operation over a year ago, that we've got top leftists and globalists everywhere signaling now they're out of the fight, they're with us in some cases, because they see which way the wind blows. That's good. Surrender. Because you can beat me physically, and you may be able to beat Trump physically and kill us, but you ain't killing this idea, like V says. Pull up the V video right at the end where he gets killed, but he successfully blows up the bad guys. And he says, ideas are bulletproof. And that's what you've got to understand. I loved it when that little evil demon, former head of the CIA and NSA, we can pull it up, former CIA director under Bush, says number one threat, even worse than terrorists, is Trump supporters. Type that in. It was up there 2 weeks ago. Former CIA director under Bush says Trump support. No, he said Republicans, but he said Trump supporters, Republicans, more dangerous than ISIS, Al-Qaeda. And why did he say that? Well, dangerous to their evil operation. There it is. The most dangerous political force in the world, Michael Hayden says, is Trump supporters. Well, that's true. To their evil system, we are. And he goes on to say they're nihilistic. They don't care about being put in jail or persecuted or killed. It's the opposite of nihilistic. You're the nihilist that only cares about yourself and your greed and your evil and dominating good people. You've got us absolutely backwards. You're projecting who you are onto us. We love people, and we love justice, and we love being honorable and truthful. It's so satisfying that your word means something. It's so satisfying to be honorable and good like my ancestors. And if we defeat this, which I know we will, no matter what happens, we'll look back on what I've done and what Trump's done and what you've done together, what we've done, and they'll be proud of us. And in their time of danger and threat, we'll be examples of what men and women are supposed to act like, not sexist shit like you, Hayden, you goddamn piece of fucking filth. Excuse me. So, like I told you a month ago, and I want the archivists to find this. I said it over and over again. When they try to kill Trump, they're going to either drug or kill Biden. And I also said a month ago repeatedly, I said, this is the big one. When they had the feds try to raid this place without a court order and we stood up against them. They had a U.S. trustee and a CRO. The judge fired him immediately when he found out what they did. They think they're the judge. They think that the judge said, Alex Jones is the head of the company. I'm not closing InfoWars. You're fired. But that was because he's a Trump-appointed judge and just followed the law. He hadn't done us any favors either. But he knows what he's up against. The bottom has fallen out of things. And kissing the ass of evil is not going to get us anywhere but in a tomb. You got to stand up against bullies. And that's what we're doing here. But I'll tell you this. Yeah, we're reaching a lot of people. That's good. We want to reach more. So take the links, take the articles, and share them like your future depends on it, because it does. America and this republic and by extension the world is under attack. And your future hangs in the balance. You're under attack, not just me and Trump. They killed 35 million people with their poison shots. They injected our military and destroyed it. How much worse has it got to get? Living on your knees is where you die. You live on your feet. Here's a V for Vendetta clip. I'm going to walk through all the pieces of this. Go ahead and go to it.
It's time to have a look at your face. Take off your mask.
No.
Ah!
defiant to the end, huh?
Now, you won't cry like him, will you? You're not afraid of death. You're like me.
The only thing that you and I have in common, Mr. Creedy, is we're both about to die.
How do you imagine that's going to happen?
With my hands around your neck.
Bollocks. What are you going to do? We've swept this place. You've got nothing. Nothing but your bloody knives and your fancy karate gimmicks. We have guns.
Now, what do you have of bullets? And the hope that when your guns are empty, I'm no longer standing. Because if I am, you'll all be dead before you've reloaded.
That's impossible!
Kill him.
It's not a Netflix show, folks. Globalists can set off a nuke any moment, declare a national emergency, and they're coming for you and your families. Decide which side you're on right now. This is it. 1776 Part 2. We're not up against King George the Third. We're up against the Satanic New World Order. That we have the high ground, the moral authority. We've got God. And we're not going to stop. You're right, Hayden. We don't care about our lives. We care about ideas. Because ideas are bulletproof. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com. It's globalist coup against America, now in full swing. Alex Jones has analyzed their attack plan and is exposing it live on air now. We are literally in the second American Revolution, and you are the resistance. Epic headline for Epic Times, and it's the truth. All right. I'm going to lay out the enemy plan and how we stop it, the different scenarios they're going to pull. And what I believe is coming next, and you notice, unfortunately, we got about 98% accuracy rate. We're only changing what the enemy was planning about 2% of the time. But I see those numbers starting to shift, and more people understand the full magnitude and the urgency. So we have a good chance now, with the Trump campaign listening and with other folks listening, to stop this. But before I run through all this, I want to talk about the line in the sand and who you are and who we are, who I am. I knew about this 3 years ago from sources very close to Elon Musk, but I left it at that. And I had some very interesting meetings with people behind the scenes. And they told me that they took Elon Musk, I believe it's his firstborn son, away, or it's his second, and began sterilizing him. And that California blocked Musk from getting him back or having any control. And Musk has gone public with this before, but he's gone more public yesterday with Jordan Peterson. You see the pain and emotion in his eyes. As a father of a son and three daughters, I can only imagine the anger and the rage. But they took him from just a guy that was a big engineer and a visionary and a maverick who wanted to go to Mars to their biggest enemy other than Trump right now. And so it's important to understand that they will take everything from you no matter who you are. He was the richest man in the world then and still is when they took his son from him as a ritual and killed him. And as a man, as the real person he was, he is dead. And that's why they commit suicide at record rates. It's why they have the highest rates of just every horrible psychological problem is because they get them, they brainwash them, they hurt them, they destroy them, they mutilate them, the boys and girls. And then they say, oh, people not accepting you is the reason this happened, when they're the cult with the Priskers and the rest of them that are running this. So Elon Musk says his son is dead thanks to woke mind virus putting son on puberty blockers. So I was told 3 years ago, and I told you this on air, I said, I don't know if this is true, but I've been told by very well-known people, I'll leave it at that, that Musk is completely pissed off, listens to the show, and is really waking up fast, and is going to go to war with these people. And I'm on record saying that many times on air. Well, now it's happened, and Musk has explained why in a long interview. I watched much of it this morning, watched part of it last night, with Jordan Peterson. With Peterson interrupting and scared that you'll say something nice about Trump and Peterson might get some heat on him. And I'm not against Peterson. He just needs to grow bigger balls. It's much more dangerous to grovel than try to like ride the fence at this point. You got to come all in like Hulk Hogan. I don't care if an engineer, a celebrity, a police officer, a firefighter, a preacher, an auto mechanic, whether you're great or small, rich or poor, your voice and saying the right thing matters, because courage is what? Contagious. Courage is contagious. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Cue up that from Bug's Life, that scene with the grasshopper, please. So, Elon says, look, they took my son, they killed my son. They said, your son is suicidal, sign this paperwork, we're going to help him. And then took him and lied to him about what it was. Well, he was suicidal because they told him you're suicidal because we've confused you because you're going through puberty. You're going through all the stuff that happens when that happens. And that's because you're not really a boy, you're a girl. And they sterilized his son and has horrible health effects. They made sterilization cool. They hid evil out in the open and acted like it was a wonderful thing, like the emperor's new clothes. So you got to ask yourself, if the richest man in the world, and that's on paper, there's globalists and big money that has way more assets than him, but as a maverick, yeah, the richest individual publicly in the world, he would trade the crown back and forth with Jeff Bezos and a few people, but he's consistently the richest man in the world. But if they take your son from you, it's the old saying, would you give up your eyesight for $1 million, 99% of people who are sane would say no. But would you give up your son for all the money in the world? No. The majority of people, the vast majority, would say no. That's normal common sense. So you ask why Elon Musk is becoming so hardcore, and other than Trump is the most devastating force against the globalist, and I'm a far third or fourth, and I'm not trying to be in competition here, but it goes, you can't even say who's more effective. Since Trump got shot, he's bigger than Musk, but I said a few weeks ago, I said, Trump and Musk are dual right now in their effectiveness. Musk probably more when it comes to the technicals of the New World Order, but Trump, when taking back control of our country and in the world through ideas. The intellectual, you know, success, I mean physical control of the world. And then it's Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan. But the reason this show is targeted by the enemy is we have the deepest analysis and understanding, and then it is adopted by all the other intellectuals that are pro-human. And I don't say that again to brag. We have to recognize why the enemy recognizes that we are, after Trump and Musk, the main enemy is because we don't just have 30 million people listening today. We have all of the main resistance listening and learning from the broadcast. And I've always said, my goal is to make this so understood and so commonplace that I become irrelevant, obsolete. And we're starting to approach that. But still, when something happens quickly, everyone holds back and hesitates because they're not fully immersed. And that is my only value now to humanity, is that I will come out minute one and tell you what's happening instead of hesitating. Because in a war, you don't hesitate. You make decisions, you're done. And that is why I humbly ask all of you to support this broadcast, to support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, with incredible supplements and nano-silver products and more. Go there, get the products. If you support what we're doing, want to be part of this, plus the great products, go there. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the InfoWars MD supplements. Get the Trump bulletproof shirt. Get water filtration, air filtration. It's all the highest quality, lowest prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the products. I don't want to waste more time talking about that, but it's all in God's hands. We won't be taking off the air for 3 months. I said that a month ago, but we've been given more time. I'm not going to get into the details. We've got until mid to late October, and then there's some maneuvers, and a good chance we'll continue on after that. Regardless, I'll still be on air, except they're going to do cyber attacks and big terror attacks if the globalists aren't exposed now, and I'll get to that in a moment, and we'll be off the air regardless. So this isn't about me. Like when they tried to have the feds outside of court order shut us down 6 weeks ago, I came in here like a parrot on methamphetamine and probably said it 500 times in a week or more. It's not about me. They're making their move. They're going to try to kill Trump. Then they'll drug up Biden and say he's sick or dying or killing. That happened. This is all I do is track the enemy. I know their tricks. I know their minds. This is what I do. So I don't want to spend all my time repeating that to people over and over again, but that's what gets your attention. You see the clips. We had like, it's not exaggerating, I didn't count it all up, I think like 15 million views on our own channel yesterday, not to mention all the other videos copied everywhere. I couldn't even keep track. Million here, 8 million here, 2 million here, 4 million here, 5 million there, just on X, of my predictions about Trump, Biden, all of people are like, how the hell does this guy know this? Well, this is what I do. And so listen to me when I tell you, on my children, on my name, on my honor, on everything I am, we are in the middle, and you can see it, and the good news is it's the top trending everywhere. Coup, Biden dead. I'm not saying he's dead, but people just don't buy anything now. But his presidency and the illusion is dead. And the deep state is out in the open, admittedly putting in an unelected person for you and run by Obama and Eric Holder to pick the VP who Harris better watch out for. And they wanted Hillary. They wanted Big Mike. Newsom is in the running. What they're telling you is never what they're planning. Just like I told you, Obama was behind trying to get rid of Biden a month ago. People said, you're full of it. Here he is supporting him. But all his surrogates attacked him. All of Obama's surrogates attacked him. You don't go off what they say. You go off what they do. Remember that saying? Don't look at what people say. Look at what they do. What did Jesus say? You judge a tree by its fruits. So, we are in the middle of a hot coup of the Democrats ending their civil war and taking full control by the deep state of the executive branch. Ahead of stealing the election from Trump, or trying to, and ahead of civil insurrection, civil unrest, they bill as civil war that's race-based. And now that's all begun, and I'll get to that in a moment. But because I mentioned Elon Musk, I'm going to play the clip and I'm going to ask you, what's your line in the sand? Is it your son getting sterilized? Is it your daughter getting killed from one of the COVID shots? Or maybe your wife or your husband? I mean, how much will you take until you realize who cares what people say about you? Who cares about the corporate media attacking you? That's a badge of honor. I don't do this because I'm a hero. I do it because it's the only path out of this. And once you realize, wait, I'm not going to fight the globalists and expose them and speak up and not go along with them because I'm a hero. Talk about you. You're going to do it because it's the safest path. That's why there's not a discussion about this. Why I'm so frustrated. And I really am blessed to have this crew that has stood by us through incredible persecution, publicly and privately. I want to salute and thank the crew. I love you and I appreciate you. Without you, we can do nothing. And I want to salute my family for what they've gone through. You're so amazing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so sad for a lot of other people who don't have a family as good as mine. God, the older I get, I realize that a fine family, good people, strong. But it's time for people to get their act together and realize where we are. But I look into the future for our children, the innocents, the unborn, the born, all of them. That's what a transgenderism is, abortion of someone's future, their genetic wealth, of their family jewels while they're out of the womb. The technician sat back and said, what about the kids we missed? Not enough to poison them and give them GMO and 5G. How do we kill them outside the womb? And that's what all this is. You know, I said I have mainly dreams about work, and that's true. I have REM sleep the whole time I'm asleep. I slept a long time last night, probably 8 hours. It was a dream start to finish, because I know I woke up a few times, take a piss, drank a lot of water yesterday, and iced tea and everything else. And I had dreams last night where I met my beautiful children and I saw them as adults and I saw them as little and I saw them as teenagers and they were children I murdered. It was so haunting but also so sweet. Their spirits I met with last night. But I repent of that. And so whatever happens to me, I deserve it. I was young and I was stupid. And I paid for, I don't know how many abortions. But I'm not proud of those. I'm ashamed of those. And the left always does stories about this one I'm talking about. I said, oh, look, he's a hypocrite. He paid for abortions. Now he's against them. No. It's like saying somebody was a murderer and they got out of prison for 20 years. And now they're a Christian and they're sad and they apologize. That's what I am. I'm a murderer. And I didn't just murder somebody at a liquor store for money. I didn't knock somebody over the head and then they fell down and died. I murdered my children. And I would die right now for any of my four children that are on this third dimensional plane. I can't even imagine killing my children now. And so Elon Musk had who his son would be, his destiny, murdered. You can tell he feels guilty. He was tricked. At least he didn't do it consciously. Of course, when you're 16, 17, 18, I wasn't conscious. I don't say I don't have guilt. I do, but it's a blob. It's a baby. You know, it's not a baby. All this. The girls would say, hey, you want to have this baby? You want to get married? You want to, a few times the parents would take me over the house in high school. They'd say, you really ready to have a baby? And I'd be like, I guess you're right. Go ahead and kill it. Boy, I wish I wouldn't have done that now. And I saw my children with each of those women last night. I literally met with them and hugged them, and they forgave me. And they were my children. These were amazing people. Their spirits are with us. And I know I'll be with them. And that's all that matters. Because as long as I'm true now, and as long as I'm not a coward now, God has told me in that meeting 26 years ago, in that restaurant, at 9 o'clock at night, when nobody was in there, when I had that hour-long interface with God, that you will take on this operation, and you will be persecuted, and you will attack the globalists, and you will cause a chain reaction, and you will be, in the end, destroyed, but your spirit will be preserved, and you will be forgiven. Now, do you sign the contract, sonny boy? And you better believe I signed that contract. And I told you this story for 20-plus years, and back then it sounded crazy. But you've seen it all happen, because let me tell you, the spirit realm is more real than this realm. It's the higher dimensions. And God is 100% real. And you better get on the side of God right now. Or you will be cut off from God, which is a fate worse than death. All right, go to Elon Musk, and I'll try to get myself together and go through the enemy plan and what they're going to do and how we stop them. Here it is.
It happened to one of my where I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he did.
That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil. And I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison. That's so I was tricked into doing this. It wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
the reason it's called dead naming is because, your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. Killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty, and lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right. So let's.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Making some progress. And let them kill your children, folks. Gonna give these people everything, and you look at them, Obama, Hayden, Clapper, the Rothschilds, bunch of hunchback demons. So, Eric Holder, that ran Oklahoma City bombing, was the attorney general under Obama, ran Fast and Furious, false flag, shipped hundreds of thousands of guns into Mexico to ship them back in the U.S. and blame the Second Amendment and all his other crimes. He is now in control of the White House. That's mainstream news. I'll cover it all with the documents, with the articles. And they're selecting who the VP is, who will replace Harris. You know they're going to get rid of her. And the names they've got out could be a distraction, probably are, because who they've been promoting is Hillary and a few others. But it could be one of these other names. But here's a key article came out from Zero Hedge. It's a big article. The censorship boomerang. Madness is rare in individuals, but in groups, parties, nations, and ages, it is the rule. Friedrich Nietzsche. Damn right, Nietzsche. They fooled themselves. The censorship meant to keep regular people in the dark. Instead, it blinded the pseudo-elite censors and their friends. Excellent article. I'm tempted to read the whole thing on air because it explains what I've talked about. It's just the truth. We're all seeing the same thing. They live in their own siloed bubbles, the globalists do, and they censor everything out of those bubbles and think they're censoring it all out, and the opposite's happened. They've lost. I went to California to cover Bohemian Grove for almost a week. I was on connecting flights everywhere. I probably shook 500 hands. in the airports, on the ground, in California, and had one guy come up and get in my face. Flying back to Austin with a UT shirt on, an older gentleman, probably 65. He said, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself." And I said, "I love you." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "I love you. Whether you wake up or not, I love you." He started accusing me of all this bad stuff. And I said, "Listen, the fact that people that are mind-controlled like you don't like me makes me feel really good." He goes, "Why does it make you feel good?" He couldn't make me feel bad. And I said, "I have integrity, buddy, not the fake image of me that you think." He kept following me up to the gate. I was getting on the plane. He got on the plane with me. And right in front of him, three people go, "We love you. We love you." A black guy, a white guy, and a lady all hugged me. And the guy literally started crying. Because I'm getting on the plane, and he's in a later part getting on. So he comes up while I'm in line to the side and starts talking crap for about a minute. And then all of a sudden, I've got three people hugging me, a black guy, a woman, and a white guy, white lady. "We love you. We love you. We think you're amazing. I love you, too. Let's take pictures." And then we were already almost up to it. The boarding people, you know, they scan your ticket. They were laughing at the guy. And the lady, I forgot the fourth person, the Asian lady goes, "My son loves you, too." It's like Fight Club. They think they've hurt me, and this guy is watching me be hugged right when he attacks me. And it was just like, dude, don't you get it? You love the establishment that launched all the WMD wars and the millions of dead and the crime and everything, and you point at me and tell me I'm immoral and I'm a bad guy and I care what you say? Dude, if you said, "Hey, I heard you killed your kids," I'd say, "Yeah." I'd start crying and tell him he was right. But everything he accused me of, I didn't do. I am proud of almost everything I've done but killing my kids. In my life, I've been a really decent overall person, except I've murdered probably 10 children. And I'm not proud of it. It's the opposite. But I will admit that I'm a sorry piece of crap. And I've got pittance to do, and I'm doing it right now. But I know, because we've seen the numbers, we've got millions of women to not kill their babies. And in the balance, that's what I was supposed to do. But I'm the one that pays not knowing those children. I'm the one that didn't get to meet them. I'm the one that didn't get to spend time with them and go fishing with them and cook them their breakfast. I hurt myself when I did that. We're going to win. And like Martin Luther King said, I may not be with you there on the mountain, but we're going to get there together. Hour number two, I'll lay out the enemy battle plan straight ahead. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, "Hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely." But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Everything is in context. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS.
Kamala Harris will easily go down as the worst vice president in U.S. history. Her rise to the office has left a trail of mediocrity, confusion, and betrayal.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the long-standing issues, the root causes, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance.
That Kamala Harris maintains an enemies list. Journalists who make her mad. Harris, Politico reported, quote, tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand or appreciate her life experience. Her life experience, like growing up in Canada.
But her facade is quickly disintegrating. As Politico reported, Vice President Kamala Harris's aides are in a panic, stating that she is effing up and perhaps shouldn't be the heir apparent for 2024's presidential race because she could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up.
And then they launched.
Yeah, they did.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
Democrats start trying to play the race card. I want y'all to understand this. Kamala is not black. Her kids is not black. Her husband is not black. She does not come from black culture. So don't tell me I got to support Kamala Harris because she's black. The race pander from the Democratic Party got to stop. It's really that simple. Thank you for listening.
As a black woman living in the United States, I am telling you, do not vote for Kamala Harris just because she is black and just because she is a woman. Especially if you are a Christian watching this, and if you have the voting ability, vote for the person that God wants in office. Now, I'm not going to say whether that is Kamala or Trump or whoever. But what I do know is that one side is very clearly pushing for godly principles to be established, and one side is pushing against those principles.
But you're also Indian American, and I'm just curious.
Indeed.
What's the best? How do you describe yourself?
Did you read my book? How do I describe myself? I describe myself as a proud American.
If Harris can barely handle the mainly ceremonial office of the vice presidency, imagine the hell on earth we can expect if Biden's passing gives her the dictatorial power that she craves.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe. Joe, I know you're still on the call.
You cannot get more fake.
I do want to want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit.
All right, the crew does a stupendous job. And they probably, you know, they pop in my ear probably 20, 30 times during the show to say, hey, the guest is ready, or hey, we've got a new report here, or they bring in articles. But sometimes they pop in and say, hey, boss, you haven't covered the resignation of the Secret Service head. That's the big news. Well, I mentioned it at the start of the show, so I want to be very clear to everybody, because that's a good question. What I said at the start of the broadcast an hour and six, 7 minutes ago. The Secret Service hearings, the resignation, the clear evidence they tried to kill Trump, Biden disappearing, Kamala Harris never being voted for and being installed, the Obama people in control now, the VP choice. That's all just pieces or moving parts of the larger situation. The deep state bureaucracy had a civil war the last few months when Biden refused to step down over who would be control. Now the Obama globalist arm, the most dominant arm, is cementing control over that right now. And you're seeing it out in the open where they just normalize appointing her as the nominee outside of law. It's totally unconstitutional, totally illegal, but they're just going ahead with it. So the big issue is the deep state's consolidating control of the executive branch, and they're planning to not turn it over to Trump. They're planning to steal the election. If that fails because of the landslide, the political realignment, they will then stage massive civil insurrection on the base of race. They're already pre-programming it for years, but specifically now saying Kamala's black, which she's not black at all, and you can't question her. And Black Lives Matter firing up and all the rest of it, and the Democrats introducing legislation to strip Trump of domestic powers like the Insurrection Act. So they said, Blumenthal introduced the bill, evil senator from Connecticut. They said this 6 months ago, that if he wins, they are going to create all hell. So we're 104 days from the election. But that's 79 days or 180 days until 79 days after the election, 180 days until Trump is in there. And if you don't think they'll set off a nuke in D.C. on Inauguration Day, well, you're not breathing. You know, Biden says, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Well, if you're not listening to me, you don't have a brain cell. So the big story is the open globalist coup going on in front of everyone. Of course, Cheadle resigned. We said she would days ago. She's the fall guy. The fall gal. Cheadle doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground. She can't find her ass with both hands. She probably can't even brush her teeth. She's a moron. That's what they want. It's never the front person that runs things in their systems. It's Mayorkas. who is in charge and is a master villain, the biggest child trafficker in world history. And so then you ask, what are they going to do? Cyber attacks, power outages, massive terror attacks, targeting minorities. That is guaranteed in the next 180 days. And sooner rather than later. But I said Saturday, before last, 10 days ago, I said, the deep state is in disarray. They're going to have an internal operation, probably remove Biden, either drug him and say he's had a stroke or sick, or they'll kill him, blame it on Trump. They still do it. And then once they've gotten control of that, their internal fight, they will turn to us. And I said, last Friday, I said, they've made the decision he'll be stepping down the next 2 days, and then they're going to start moving against us. And did I not call it exactly? And I also said in the last month, when they try to kill Trump, and if they're successful, they're going to kill Biden too, to normalize it out and say, oh, well, the right-wingers killed him. And now you see what's going on. So I know their operations. I know how they think. And that's where we are right now. So I said Trump days ago must come out and attack the Secret Service and attack those controlling it and say they did a deliberate stand down. He's now done that on Truth Social. I said, you got to put up bomb blockades as far out as you can at Mar-a-Lago. They did that. They're now up as of a day ago. That's good. I know the White House is listening. I've talked to them. So this is where we are right now, and you've got to admit the attack you're under. If you wake up at 3 a.m. and there's smoke in your house, and there's fire shooting out of the kitchen or wherever, you get out of the house. You don't go change the tire. You don't go brush your teeth. And that's my point is you have to respond to an attack of this level with the proper response to what you're in. You've got to call it and say to the deep state and the corporate media, we know you're the enemy. We know you tried to kill Trump, as MTG said yesterday. By the way, I thought I sent that to you guys. Do we have MTG? I know I posted on X. Yeah, it's like a 7-minute clip. It's the last 3 minutes where she says, so you stood down. You tried to kill him, didn't you? That's what they need to hear. Not where they're the authority and they tell us what's going on. No, we know what you did. We know your history. We know your past. We know your goals. We know what you've done. And you're the enemy and you tried to kill Trump. Posted on X. Woke up at like 3 a.m. this morning, did some posts, so get that. My God, I was surprised last night we didn't post that, but it's okay. So that's where we are, and that's the reality of what we face, and I wish this wasn't the case, but this is the case. This is happening now. This is where we are. And so I can go over these headlines all day and cover the factoids and the different pieces of it, but does a stripe on a tiger matter? Or a spot on a leopard? Or maybe their green eye? No. When you're getting attacked by a tiger, it's the whole thing that matters. And we're getting attacked by the tiger. We're getting attacked by the cobra. We can debate the spots on the cobra's back and how long it is and how big its fangs are, but it's big-ass cobra. And I'm just saying, big-ass cobra coming to get us. What are we going to do? MTG torches Cheadle. Was there a conspiracy to kill President Trump? Yeah, and it's a 7-minute, 14-second clip. And it's about the last 3 minutes. And, boy, I mean, Cheadle is just par for the course. They put incompetence in as the front people, just like, oh, Biden, so that Biden doesn't know what's going on. It's perfect plausible deniability. Oh, Biden did all that. No, Biden has been wiping his ass for 4 years. Here she is.
That is absolutely unacceptable. That means you are a failure at your job. Let's talk about things that are prohibited in Trump rallies. And I've been to a lot of Trump rallies. Backpacks and bags. Bicycles. Firearms. Any type of weapon or any other item determined to be a potential safety hazard, like a range finder would be one. At 5:10, Crooks is first observed by one of the snipers, AGR Sniper 1, at the building. 5:10, President Trump was shot in the face at 6:11 p.m. 5:28, AGR Sniper 1 takes a picture of a bicycle and two bags. Those belong to Crooks. 5:32, AGR Sniper 1 spots Crooks looking at his phone and using a rangefinder. 5:55, Butler ESU Command confirms receipt of photos and states they have been relayed on. 6:05 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 later communicates that Crooks is seen moving northeast in direction of Sheets and that Crooks has a backpack. 2 minutes before the shooting, while President Trump has been allowed to take the stage, people see Crooks laying on his stomach in a sniper position on the roof, and they're yelling he has a gun, and they are trying to alert law enforcement and Secret Service. Why was Crooks not shot by a snooper, by the snipers? Why was he allowed to be there?
As soon as the individual was identified as a threat, they were...
No. What do you consider to be a threat? A man with a gun laying in a sniper position, a man that had a backpack, a man that had a bicycle, a man that had a rangefinder. At what point is he determined a threat?
An individual with a backpack is not a threat. An individual with a rangefinder is not a threat.
What about a man laying on a building that has direct line of sight?
The Secret Service and their training and law enforcement decides. You take them into protective custody till the rally's over. You decide it's a threat, and then you question them. But notice, oh, she says they're not a threat because they default, and I'll play the clip after this. Turns out 40, 50 feet from where the shooter was, the Secret Service had its command base in the bigger building, the normal police, the local police below it where the shooter was. They were all above him watching him do it all. That's on Real Alex Jones. That's coming up. Let's continue.
President Trump with a gun that people are screaming and pointing out. Is that a threat, Ms. Cheadle?
Once that individual was identified, they were neutralized.
No, they were neutralized. Crooks was neutralized after he shot President Trump in the face, Ms. Cheadle. Is he only a threat once he fires the weapon?
As soon as the counter sniper identified that individual, they were able to neutralize them.
How were people in the crowd? Okay, then let's just take it this way. People under your command did not consider him to be a threat, yet people in the crowd knew he had a gun and considered him to be a threat. That means that you are a complete failure as the director of the Secret Service, that people under your command don't perceive a man laying on a roof with direct line to the president with a gun. They don't perceive that to be a threat, yet the people in the crowd do. How is that possible?
That's the last question, but please answer the question, Ms. Director.
I'm not certain at this time how the information from the people in the crowd was relayed to any law enforcement personnel.
No, you knew that everyone knew. The people there knew that there was a danger. They knew there was a threat to President Trump, and it was allowed to happen. Was there a stand-down order, Ms. Cheadle?
No.
Was there a conspiracy to kill President Trump?
Absolutely not.
Then how did this happen? And why are you still sitting here not turning in your letter of resignation?
Last question, but please answer, and then I'll recognize Ms. Presley. Please answer the question. Director.
That is what we are investigating to determine.
We're waiting for your letter. We are waiting for your letter of resignation, and you really need to consider doing that before you leave today.
Chair, now recognize Ms. Presley.
I thought about getting MTG on during this clip, and we just called her. She's coming on in mere minutes to give her response to this, but what an incredible job. So glad we backed that incredible woman. Here's the clip I just mentioned. The police just released last night. New video shows Secret Service perch at Trump's Butler rally had full view of the roof where the shooter carried out the assassination attempt less than 50 feet away in their command center watching them. Here's inside the command center.
We're not close.
Yeah.
people are getting the intel no matter what the establishment tries. We're getting MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman from Georgia on as we speak. I meant to tell the critic her on days ago, but I just thought of it. We called her. She said, I'll come on right now. So that's what we need is what MTG did. That's leadership. That's what they did. We know they stood down. Call them out. Trump's come out now and said the Secret Service was ordered not to give him the support he needed. The Biden-Harris administration did not properly protect me, and I was forced to take a bullet for democracy. It was my great honor to do so. Yes, Trump has to call them out. You've got to do that because they're going to try again. This is a permanent bureaucracy that wants to control the presidency. That means the Democrat or the Republican. They've been in power since the National Security Act of 1947. And they are used to power, and they are arrogant, but everyone is turning against them, and the population of the world is waking up big time. Now, I want to air, as we get MTG on the video link, this new Trump ad that they put out, clip 11, that is so powerful, dealing with what a monster Harris is. And I think it's in the cards. Doesn't mean they'll do it, but they're going to try to still replace her because they use her because she's the vice president, can use the 25th Amendment and remove Biden, and they can use her as the political excuse and the legalese to get the money. Then they get her to step down, or they use the VP they've got to take her out. And that's under the control of Obama's former AG, Eric Holder. Hear this.
If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris. She's dangerously liberal.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. You know, for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Your confidence is border secure.
We have a secure border.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, they should be able to vote.
I think we should have that conversation.
Abolish ICE. Yeah, is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE, and we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She had 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical, and she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that's fantastic.
All right, we're getting MTG on the line right now. She's connected. She's getting her chair. Let's play a clip of Trump with J.D. Vance talking about how Cheadle knew he didn't have the support he needed. This is good. Trump needs to be focused on this. Here it is.
How'd that go?
She came to see me, actually. And, it went very nicely. She was very nice, I thought. But, you know, somebody should have made sure there was nobody on that roof. That roof was a dead aim right onto the stage. And they said they didn't have the manpower for it, which is crazy. 130 yards is like sinking a one-foot putt. It's considered really close.
Absolutely right.
It sounds like a lot, but it's really, from that standpoint, it's a very, you know, it's very close. And I was surprised by that, actually. They said it's a bad shot would usually hit the target. And it's got to be, somebody's got to be there. And it's essentially a flat roof. I mean, I noticed that she said, well, this is a slope roof. Well, you think of like a barn where you have this thing had just a little upswing in it, a few degrees. This is essentially was a flat roof. So I don't know, somebody gave her false information when she talked about the slope of the roof. I thought she was very nice, but, you know, you have to answer why couldn't I have stayed off the stage for 5 minutes while they do their work? Why couldn't, how does a situation happen where a roof that's plainly in sight from the location where I was speaking, why would somebody not have seen that?
You were briefed, your office was briefed by Cheadle.
Are you satisfied with this situation?
No.
And do you feel safe with Cheadle running the Secret Service?
Look, I think clearly she needs to be more forthcoming. She needs to actually sit before people, answer all their questions, and let people know what happened. When you try to hide information and hide from question asking, that's, I think, what leads people to believe that there's something to be hidden from.
Well, I like J.D. Vance, but boy, I wish MTG was the vice president, because they would never kill Trump then. They're so scared of her. She can only do like 10, 15 minutes with us, and I appreciate her on short notice coming on. But you nailed it. She resigned as you called for, but you had the courage to say, look, did you stand down? Did you do it? We now have Secret Service video out of the window, 50 feet from the shooter was. They were there. They saw it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, nail folks right now. We got 3 minutes to break.
Well, you know, Alex, I was shocked yesterday questioning Kimberly Cheadle. She stonewalled. She refused to answer our questions. I think she hid information. She refused to answer me of who the agent in charge of this whole thing is. She would not answer. She refused to answer most people's questions. And then she goes and resigns today, Alex. I think that she showed up yesterday and did the job she was supposed to do, and that is continue to cover up what really happened with the assassination attempt of President Trump. And I don't believe the government. I don't trust the FBI that's leading the investigation into this. And I think there should be a criminal investigation.
Absolutely. The problem is Mayorkas has already appointed Trump haters to run the investigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is the real problem. Mayorkas also refused to come before our Committee on Homeland Security. We wanted to ask him questions about this. Instead, we just asked questions from the police commissioner of Pennsylvania. We just did that, or it's still ongoing right now, but I just asked him my questions earlier. There's so much to uncover here. The police in Pennsylvania, according to the police commissioner, they did not have a timeline either. So yesterday, Kimberly Cheadle said that she doesn't have a timeline of events. And then today, the police commissioner from Pennsylvania said that he does not have a timeline of events, which is so ridiculous. The timeline is out there. It's easy to figure out based on all the video footage. It's people have the timeline. And here's what we do know. We do know that this guy, Thomas Crooks, was on everyone's radar 59 minutes before President Trump was shot. We also know that 18 minutes before President Trump took the stage, that emergency services took a picture of Thomas Crooks, and they sent that picture to the Secret Service. That's what the police commissioner revealed to us in our hearing just within the past hour. I asked him specifically in my questioning, I said, who did they send this picture to? It was 18 minutes before President Trump took the stage. He said that the picture was sent to Secret Service, and that they were given a phone number to call and let them know about Thomas Crooks. And then Thomas Crooks was able to get his way on top of the AGR building, and he was on the roof. And then police, right there on the scene, one of them was hoisted up. The police commissioner said one of them was hoisted up, and he peered over the roof. And, you know, I saw it as an eyewitness, saw Thomas Crooks there with the gun. This was also before President Trump took the stage. The question that everybody should be demanding to know is, why was President Trump ever allowed to take the stage? And he took the stage at 6:03 p.m., President Trump was then shot in the face at 6:11 p.m.
Congresswoman, we got to go to break. Stay right there. This is okay. Incredible. You just had this question live in Congress. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. I'm like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available, and that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us, but now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is with us. She's got 10 more minutes. I want to give her the floor, because she just interrogated people in Congress, not just the Secret Service head that resigned this morning, but others, and the whole timeline's falling apart, clear stand down, incredible, and then where this is all going, and then removing Biden, he hasn't been seen in 6 days, and then now unconstitutionally putting Kamala forward, she wants to talk about that, but this is such an epic moment in American history as we try to defeat the deep state. So, MTG, please start over, and just, you've got the floor.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alex. I just came out of the Homeland Security Committee hearing
where we have been questioning the police commissioner from Pennsylvania, just asking all the questions that we possibly can. He told our committee that he does not have an official timeline. That's the same answer that the former director of Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, told us yesterday, that she did not have a timeline. However, we have a timeline. Our oversight committee, we were given a timeline yesterday. Timelines are widely available. Ordinary people have been able to put together a timeline, and it's easy to do based on all the video evidence. The very serious nature and questions that we have is the communications between the local police and Secret Service. And it seems to be there's a lot of problems there. We also want to know who was in charge of the advance team for Secret Service. Kimberly Cheadle refused to tell us that yesterday when I questioned her.
Who was in charge? She says, I will not tell you.
Well, my questions were very specific. I said, what is her name? That was how I asked her, and I could see the look in her eye that she was very concerned that I might actually know who that is, and then she refused to answer, Alex. And then the other thing that I asked her, was there a stand-down order given? And I think that was the appropriate answer to ask. No matter what the mainstream media says, no matter what the Democrats say about us, no matter the labels that they give us, calling us conspiracy theorists, you want to know something? The government has failed the American people so badly and continues to do so on a daily basis. It is right to ask them these questions because looking from the outside and not having the information, it is easy to come to conclusions that this was a setup. And no one believes that this 20-year-old Thomas Crooks was able to pull this off by himself. And if he did this by himself, then the logical conclusion is that Secret Service is such a failure, and there were so many failures from the advance team all the way through the day of the rally, that they aren't capable of protecting President Trump's life, and that should scare everyone. So it's either one or the other, and we deserve answers to our questions. What concerned me today in questioning on the Homeland Committee is that we found out from the police commissioner that there was a picture taken by emergency services. They then showed that, either showed it in person or sent it to Secret Service. This was 18 minutes before President Trump even took the stage that they took of Thomas Crooks, and they were extremely concerned about him. From that picture being given to Secret Service, President Trump should have never taken the stage to begin with. And his life would have been protected. That's the job that Secret Service absolutely has to do.
And Trump has agreed with you that the default would have been to warn him. He wasn't. So, again, the incompetence thing doesn't look like that was the case. It looked like this was a turkey shoot they tried. By the grace of God, he survived.
That's right. I asked the police commissioner if he would provide me with the phone number of Secret Service that they gave that picture to 18 minutes before President Trump took the stage. I also asked who was the Secret Service agent that they sent it to. I asked him for a copy of all communications that was given at that time, 18 minutes before President Trump took the stage, when emergency services took pictures of Thomas Crooks because they were extremely concerned about him. He told us that he would have to verify if he's allowed to give that information. I think he should give that information. It's the right thing to do to provide transparency for the American people. Also, it helps us investigate and provide oversight over Secret Service, which we absolutely should have oversight over Secret Service.
Absolutely. Have you seen the new footage released from days after that they had in the building above the building where the shooter took the shot from 50 feet away, that there was a Secret Service command center on the so-called sloped roof? And so now the Secret Service was watching this happen, it appears.
Yes, and I mean, if that's the case, Alex, which clearly the video is showing, that then I was right to ask the questions that I asked of Kimberly Cheadle. Even though I'm receiving a lot of criticism for asking those questions, I could care less.
Yes.
I could care less about the criticism. I don't care about the labels and names they want to call me. I'm asking the obvious questions, not only that are obvious to me, but also the American people want to know.
Incredible. I am so proud to know you. And I'm just saying that because you're so amazing that you've got the courage. Nobody else had the courage. You called them out. It's everywhere. hundreds of millions of views. People are just absolutely, she's right. The American people know this. I predicted a week ago, I said Biden will suddenly have a medical illness and step down. I said by the 21st, he did. Let's speak to that now. Eric Holder in control, AP reports, Obama picking who the VPs are going to be, the deep state consolidating control of the executive. What do you make of all of that?
It appears to be a coup to me, and I can't help but to use that word. We watch President Trump's assassination attempt fail, and then we watch the entire Democrat machine come in and force Biden out of the race after he had tested positive for COVID and appeared to be very sick. I think combining that with the rumored medical emergency from Las Vegas, Nevada, there's a lot of concerns. I've been calling for evidence of President Biden's health, his condition, and evidence that he's even alive. Now they've come out and said that he's coming back to the White House. We're still waiting to see that happen. But I think we know exactly what's going on right now, Alex. It's the very people that lecture us and accuse us of destroying democracy are actually destroying democracy. They've chosen Kamala Harris. They've worked out whatever deals and details they need with her. I'm sure they did that after they made a settlement agreement with Joe Biden for whatever amount of money will go to his presidential library that will continue to pay off the family. But they made a deal with Kamala, and now she's the chosen one. We're seeing her being endorsed by everyone and now propped up not only by the Democrat Party, but propped up by all the culture warriors compared to some Gen Z term called brat, being made into a heroine, some sort of superhero memes on the internet. But really what we should be completely concerned about is not one single Democrat voter voted for her in a primary. And she doesn't have the support of Democrat voters. She only had 1-2% in the 2020 Democrat presidential primary. They don't even like her. But the machine here in Washington has decided it's Kamala Harris. And I think they're going to do everything they can to push her across the line in November.
You just ended a hearing. You're so hardworking and so gracious. You got to go. But in the next 60 seconds, MTG, you've talked to Trump. You were at the RNC with him. How electric was that? How amazing. How is he doing? And obviously he understands the threat now. What are your comments about President Trump, our leader?
The convention was incredible. It was finally the Republican Party that I've been pushing it to be, Alex. It was all about MAGA, and it was 100% support behind President Trump. President Trump is resolved. I think he's even more committed now than he was before the assassination attempt to win this race and to restore America and the power where it belongs back to the people. That's what Make America Great Again is all about, Alex. And we've got to get behind him big time to make it happen. But we've got to watch our elections. The elections are the part that concern me the most, and that's going to happen in November.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, I am so proud of the work you're doing. God bless you, and God bless Georgia. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. We'll talk soon.
Wow. I mean, we got the good people, folks. They got the bad guys. What an incredible woman. I mean, the New World Order is so scared of her. So, the consensus is it was a stand down. They tried to kill him. We know that. We knew that 10 days ago. But people aren't saying the right thing, because that scares the globalist. I saw the former director of the FBI, Ray, on throwing Cheadle under the bus before I went live today, 3 hours ago. So if we keep buying their bull, they'll keep selling it. But if we don't buy their bull, we win. And so that's where we are. This isn't crazy. I mean, this is crazy. It's a crazy moment. And Trump's not stupid, and I've talked to folks, we'll leave it then. He knows the truth. So he's not a coward. He's not going to hide, but he's going to be careful. And they've secured Mar-a-Lago with a perimeter to stop truck bombs. That's good. He's got to check that airplane. People he knows have got to check everything. They got to watch who they let on the plane, because they'll set somebody up with a 1 pound of plastic explosive in a bag sewed into the purse where they don't even notice it's there, and a reporter gets on the plane and blows out the bulkhead, and the aircraft goes down. If I was Trump, I would have two or three airplanes, and I would send everybody off on the Trump plane. He should fly off another plane. And I'm not giving away secrets here. I'm just saying what I would do. I mean, he has got to play a shell game with these people because their whole world domination plan is going down. Their whole new world order is shot. It's over for them. And they don't know what to do. So, yeah, we can obsess over Cheadle all day or obsess over where's Biden all day. It doesn't matter. The deep state's making its move and trying to install this puppet. And we've got a really good shot at beating these people. But if you don't support the independent media, the organizations that are fearless and have the enemy dialed in, that have their number, that have their name, that have their ass, to quote Full Metal Jacket, I got your name. I got your number. I got your ass. I got their ass. You got their ass. We got their ass. But if you don't admit what you're up against, you're going to get beaten. I'm going to get beaten. And I don't want these pedophile devil worshippers to win and hurt more of our unborn babies and castrate more of our sons and sterilize more of our daughters. We got to win this thing. So I'm going to go to more news and cover it all. But just listen, you have to make a decision to support us. This is not just a Netflix show. It's not some program. It's not some show where you watch Godzilla attack Tokyo or John Wayne out there riding around in Arizona or wherever. This is a real show. I'm a real person. I'm really under attack. I need you to magnify everything we do. I need you to promote the articles, videos, and I need you to make the decision. It's your decision to make. Your decision to say, this is entertainment. This is real. I want to get great products at the same time as supporting an amazing show. It was a straight-up donation. That'd be great, but that's what we do. We want you to get a product you love. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from Free Speech System, separate from InfoWars. My dad's company, big sponsor. Go there. That supports the broadcast. drjonesnaturals.com. All the nano silver products, all the great nootropics, all the great sleep aids, all the great multivitamins, all the great colloidal silver. It's there at drjonesnaturals.com. Immune support, all of it. Go to drjonesnaturals.com now and get these amazing products and support the broadcast at the same time. drjonesnaturals.com. And go to InfoWarsStore.com to get X2 and X3 and to get the last amounts we've got of DNA Force Plus and other great products like Secret 12, the highest quality organic B12. Take it on the tongue. That's incredible stuff. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, and the entire InfoWars MD line is private labeled by a top company, highest quality turmeric, turmeric 95, all of it. It's the same as our bodies, same stuff, different bottle. Highest quality at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to support the InfoWars MD products right now because they're great products you need, plus it keeps us on the air. All right. We have a guest coming up on the financial situation, what's happening in world markets next hour. But I want to look at Kamala Harris right now and the Las Vegas shooting. But never before in modern history have we seen the establishment appointing who they want. Totally undemocratic, as MTG said. They're just installing her. And there's a bunch of different factions in the Democratic Party of the Deep State. We don't know exactly what they're going to do because they don't know what they're going to do. I can tell you when I see them cement their propaganda and put their pre-programming out to get us ready, I can tell you what they're going to do if they've decided. But I cannot tell you what they're going to do when they haven't decided. They can put Gavin Newsom in, Hillary, Whitmer. They can twist Kamala Harris once she completes the nomination to step down. They could keep her in there, put somebody under her to remove her. It's all wide open. It's wild, wild west right now. So breaking, Kamala Harris has secured enough delegates to become the presumptive Democrat nominee for president. But they go on to say she will still let the other candidates that Eric Holder's running be there, and the delegates can then vote there. So they're still leaving that open. Eric Holder tapped to head up VP selection committee for Kamala Harris for president. Democrats who could become a Kamala Harris VP, NPR. And you look at the collection of creatures from Buttigieg to Pritzker, the transgender pedo king, to all of them. Harris versus Trump is too close to call. That's establishment headlines, but real polls show Trump 9, 10, 15, 20 points ahead. They want you to believe Harris could beat Trump because they know no one's going to buy Biden stealing it a second time, so they're bringing her in to say, well, maybe, just maybe, they'll believe it this time. And they'll believe in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, Lucky Charms, and everything else. Republicans say they'll sue to keep Biden off the ballot. Vox reports. So they go, oh, but it'll get blocked. It's unconstitutional the way they're doing all this. It's illegal. But when did that ever stop these people? Oh, Kamala Harris receives thunderous applause attacking Trump at a Democrat Party event. Oh, wow, huge applause. They all love her. But because they've now said Biden's incompetent, they have to remove him one way or the other, and that's why they've already had the State Department take full control via executive orders Biden has now signed that no one's even talking about. So we are in full swing right now of a globalist deep state coup. And where is Joe Biden? Maybe he pops up the next few days. I don't know. I don't know if Joe Biden's dead. I don't know if he's alive. But I know this. They put the pressure on them. He went to Vegas. Maybe they injected him with something different. But Wednesday night, he disappeared. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's not 5 days. It's not 6 days. It's almost 7 days. 7 days that he's been off the radar. And AP's like, well, he's fine. He's back there, Delaware. Maybe he's going to pop up any minute. They tried to kill Trump. And it failed because they're not all powerful. But if you don't first succeed, try again. So they're so desperate, they're all over TV, the Democrats throwing Cheadle, who's just their minion, under the bus. What else will they do? But our people are everywhere watching the government, the agencies, the corporations, the universities, the transportation systems. Our people are everywhere now with their head on a swivel, watching all this very, very carefully. The deep state is at a major disadvantage. They're not all powerful. They are a joke. And we got told this days ago by Charlie Kirk sources. It's now confirmed, AP, Reuters, you name it, that Biden had a medical emergency in Nevada Wednesday and then disappeared, and they flew back so fast on the plane, because that plane's classified, but it can go up to, some say Air Force One can break the sound barrier, but can definitely get right up to it. Report, Las Vegas hospital was put on standby for sudden Biden medical emergency last Wednesday. Instead, Air Force One flew to Delaware so fast the plane shook. Here's AP. Biden COVID symptoms almost resolved completely. White House physician says he's fine now, but we don't see him. Biden tests positive. This was days ago for COVID. Here's the original Charlie Kirk post about it that turned out to be accurate. The fake Biden signature when he resigned from the campaign and as the nominee. I mean, a five-year-old could do a better fake than that. Totally different. Handwriting experts are on record. Totally, you can just look at it. It's a different person. Biden's brother says he will enjoy whatever time he has left, implying he's dying. Proof of life, please. Fox host asks if Biden is even still alive. So we are not in normal times. America is the center of the global empire. Powerful forces are trying to take full control, and we need to be praying for an awakening and praying for President Trump and praying for the independent media that is a representative of the people, where we can question this and analyze this and break this down in live time. Absolutely insane. But one important point I want to play is a J.D. Vance clip. Clip 17. And this has been out for a while. This was not a secret video like the media says to make it, oh, we caught J.D. Vance endorsing Alex Jones. I met with J.D. Vance a month ago. Great guy. Said he was, yeah, I got the VP thing. They want to make us ashamed of our best leaders, ashamed of our community, ashamed of who we are. So they run articles every day on Drudge for the last 2 weeks. Another one today. Oh, J.D. Vance endorsed Alex Jones in a secret recording. He's at a press conference saying it. But they want to make it like we're ashamed of it and we're hiding it. It's not about me, but it's about embracing the extremism we're in, the craziness, the coup, the new world order, and the people telling the truth are right. Not to be run away from, not to be hidden. J.D. Vance praised Alex Jones as a truth teller in speech, and he went on to say we're fighting the devil. Here's the clip.
I made what seemed to me a plainly obvious observation that Alex Jones, the InfoWars guy, is a better source of information than Rachel Maddow, the MSNBC gal. Now, some people said, well, J.D., you're just trolling. Well, yeah, of course I was just trolling. But that doesn't mean what I said is in any way untrue.
Yeah, it's true, but he was triggering them. So he's at a press conference saying this, and they spin it in hundreds of headlines the last 2 weeks. J.D. Vance caught secretly. So it's like, ooh, it's embarrassing what he said. We caught him secret. That's their, it's like Trump caught secretly with Hulk Hogan last Thursday and Tucker Carlson and Eric Trump. Did you hear that Trump got caught secretly on video saying he'll make America great again in Milwaukee? You're like, wait a minute, it was public. But that's how this works. That's how they work. Oh, did you hear Alex said the sun was shining at high noon? That's the games they play. Like, oh, God, they caught J.D. Vance. He's in trouble. He said it at a press conference. He said it at a public event. They lied to you. And I know most of you get those tactics, but stop being ashamed of ourselves. Stop being ashamed of our leaders. Stop being ashamed of Trump. Stop being ashamed of me or Tucker Carlson or anybody or Elon Musk. And it's not just the left attacking Elon Musk or Trump. It's right-wingers going, oh, well, he's not perfect. Well, they tried to blow his head off, folks. You can't fake that. It was real. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world. There's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the article. Share the videos. Follow us at Real Alex Jones and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. Infowarstore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver's toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war! And it takes word of mouth and prayer and money to win it and to fight it. To fight it and to win it. Hour number three on other huge world events. And a bunch of other topics I haven't covered yet. Hour number three from the Central Texas Command Center. Straight ahead in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And I'm not wishing any harm against Biden, let's be clear. Because if he dies, that'll have a sympathy effect. Dies of a stroke, they poison him, maybe he dies naturally. I mean, he's a train wreck. Now, on the outside that Biden does not step down, they're going to assassinate him and blame it on a Trump supporter or poison him or something along those lines. But he'll be dead. Very soon, because they don't have much time to tee up their next candidate. And just like I told you, I believe Biden would be gone by the 21st. We have the clips, and I still think that number is going to hold. And yesterday, he cancels his engagements. He cancels going out. Then he says, I'm sick. And then he says, I have COVID. And if I have an illness, I may drop out of the race. They're already segueing that to do it. I believe Biden will start saying he's sick and that he's going to have to go ahead and drop the nomination because he's too ill. Within days of me saying that, he goes, oh, I'm sick on X, and oh, I can't go out, and I've got COVID and all the rest of this, because he needs the segue out. And he also said yesterday, if this illness gets worse or if I'm sick, I'm going to have to look at dropping out. So I believe whether it's tomorrow or next week, and I said 2 weeks ago, I thought within about 2 weeks he would do it, he's already begun the process of leaving. Those are my predictions.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you
about 50 million views on X right now.
Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
How did you start to understand that one of the fundamental ethical problems is different than a scientific problem? One of the fundamental ethical problems that's plaguing the West is this catastrophically low birth rate. And you know, when you start making public pronouncements.
Observing the numbers, I mean, I noticed this 20 plus years ago, that the trend in birth rates for really all countries, past a certain level of economic development, was trending to well below replacement, if not already below replacement. And if you extrapolate the curve, which one always has to be cautious about extrapolating any demographic curve. But I always preface by saying, if these trends continue, most countries will dwindle into insignificance. They might completely die out.
So I've been thinking about that in relationship to sacred images.
Okay.
Okay, well, the sacred image of masculinity in the West is a crucifixion, but a man who's crucified. But the sacred image of a woman isn't a woman. The sacred image of a woman is a woman and an infant, right? It's a dyad and not a monad.
Sure.
Right. And in the Christian view, those two images, you know, they vie for supremacy, right? I mean, obviously, Christ is the superordinate image, but Mary as the mother of God is...
It's a man sacrificing for the woman and child. That's the image. It's a triad.
So one of the things I've been playing with at an axiomatic level is the notion that unless the feminine is conceptualized as the combination of female and infant, then the culture has lost its attachment to the traditional sacred images and is probably on its way out.
Yeah, I think there's an argument that when a culture loses its religion, that it starts to become antinatalist and decline in numbers and potentially disappear. I think there's something to be said that America needs a strong leader and that we have the perception of strength. You have to admire that. You know, Trump, after getting shot, with blood streaming down his face, It could have been a second shooter, who knows. Nonetheless, you know, was fist pumping, fight, fight.
Yep.
After being shot.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is not...
He's an ornery bastard. He's funny, too.
Yes. I mean, he's brave. He has courage. This is instinctual courage.
Yeah.
It's not calculated. It's not some arranged event. It's in the moment.
Well, you could see that then. Because that was not a time when you're going
to... You see true courage in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you want a leader who's going to deal with some very, very tough cookies out there, who's going to, you know, deal with a Putin or Kim Jong-un or, you know...
China.
Yeah, China. Or, they'll think twice about messing with Trump.
Yeah.
They'll think twice.
Okay.
Poor Biden can't make it up the stairs. And obviously he's stepped out of the race.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big breaking news.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the fulcrum point. Yeah, let's play this. Here it is. This is close up. All right, folks. So here's the bottom line. Atlantic Monthly, that's the mouthpiece of CIA, came out yesterday and said they hope everybody forgets about this and the Trump campaign has peaked. No, Trump should keep harping on how they stood down, how they tried to kill him, how it's a deep state, how they replaced Biden with Kamala outside of the law, dictatorial, how Eric Holder is in control, who the VP is. This is the deep state consolidating control of the executive branch so they can move against Trump and America. Then you've got all hell breaking loose in the economy as we come to the end of this globalist bubble. But I'm going to say something to listeners right now to be very clear about this and concise. I don't say things unless I 100% believe them. That's why we've got a 98% accuracy rate. So anything I promote, I think is good for you, like the highest quality water filtration at the lowest price. There's three or four top brands of gravity fed that, you know, cut out almost everything to non-detectable levels. We could sell them for twice the price. We sell the Alexa Pure at InfoWarsStore.com that is the highest rated at the lowest price you're going to find by 40% on average. And it's the same thing. I haven't had a gold or silver sponsor, and I had gold and silver sponsors 30 years ago, in 11, 12 years, because it's not that gold and silver's bad, it's that the industry is so corrupt and tries to sell people gold and silver way above what it should be. It's fine to put a little price in there to pay your bills. That's normal. You should do that. And for advice, but don't screw people. So for 11 years, I haven't had a sponsor. So when it comes to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his amazing company, kepm.com/gold, that's where you go to that / gold to support this broadcast. finally I got a good sponsor while it is a bull market. And he's not even selling you gold because silver has the most to go up, and it's going up, like he said, 30, 40% increases every year the last few years. So it's, I want him on about, he's an economist, about the economy and the world and his view, and he's a popular guest. But I want to upfront say, everyone needs gold and silver, silver and gold. Everybody needs to get prepared in this insane time. The Chinese, the governments, the central banks, the billionaires are all buying it up as fast as they can. That's in the news. You need to get it now. And they're the best place to tell you simply where to go to get it. As an advisor, for 8%, no cost back to sell it. That nobody else that's big does that. That's why he's the biggest silver broker in the United States. He'd be the biggest gold broker if he was selling gold, but he's not selling gold. You can get it from him if you want, but silver has the most to grow. So support the broadcast. Support yourself. It's a win-win. Go to KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you so we get the support, because that's what keeps us on air. Plus, you get an amazing commodity and an industrial metal that is standard the test of time for 7,000 years. But you've got to make the decision and get off the fence. If you'd have bought silver a year ago, it's up massively. If you bought gold, it's up massively. And it's a no-brainer. I come here with the no-brainers. The globalists lie to you because they're predators on purpose. Our job is easy to tell the truth. So go to KEPM.com/gold right now if you want to support the broadcast and sign up. They call you. They do a consultation. They talk to you. They find out, you know, what you want to do. And whether it's IRAs, you name it, roll them over. You need to call them and say Alex Jones sent you because it's the right move for you. And it's the right move to support the broadcast, and it's a no-brainer. And quite frankly, I'm glad when he comes on, he gets 300 calls. We got 5 million people watching right now live. We'll have 20, 30 million by the end of the show. Less than 1% ever call him. You need to call him. You need to get silver. You need to get gold. You need to take action now. It is such a simple move. If you would have gotten silver, if you would have gotten gold, how much is it up the last 5 years? How much is it up the last 4, 3, 2 years? We can show you. Show them a 15-year graph on silver. Show them a 15-year graph on gold. It's all-time highs, folks, and it's only going up because of the inflation. So I wanted him on about economy, but he's also a sponsor, and I feel really good getting you to, like, hey, you might want to take some water with you in the Sahara Desert. Hey, you might want to get some gold, because in this market, this is an absolute no-brainer. So go to KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900 and leave your name, your number. If they don't answer because they had a lot of people, they call you back, take action, and get stuff that supports you and supports your family and supports this transmission. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott, great to have you on. Wow, we haven't talked in over a week and a half. You heard me like a parrot, said they're going to kill Trump. I said they're going to do it again. I said they have a medical emergency. Biden would step down. I said the 21st would be the day. The Holy Spirit told me it happened. This is insane. So you sent me a huge stack of documents and videos and stuff we got to rush through in the 47 minutes we have left to go over this. But, man, this is an amazing time to be alive.
It is so amazing. And we talked a week and a half ago. This morning, you called me briefly at 6 a.m. Mountain Time and said, Kirk, what's going on is insane. It's like, call me when you get into the office. Like, well, I've already been in the office for like 3 hours because there is so much stuff going on, Alex. I mean, massive. And so we have to start connecting these economic, political, social, spiritual things, because I heard you talking earlier. And everything that we're seeing right now is literally a physical manifestation of a battle going on in the spiritual realms. I full on believe that, right? Because it's intensifying, speeding up so rapidly. And what we talk about most of the time is the economic stuff, right? And I want to focus on some of that today, but there's political things now playing into what's going to move the economic world. Some of it's domestic politics, some of it's war, but here's where people are so gripped with fear. I mean, good grief. Our President Trump tried to be assassinated like 2 weeks ago, right? It's like, what? People are just fear, fear, fear. What happens next? What are we going to do? What's this going to do to the markets, right? So to start, and I don't even know where to start because there's so much, but I'll start with central bank digital currency. Because you and I have been talking about this for easily the last half of a year, right? So what
it's 9 months. It's 9 months you've been on.
9 months? Time flies. I mean, seriously, time flies. But what happened over the weekend with CrowdStrike had nothing to do with central bank digital currency, but Alex, it had everything to do with central bank digital currency, right? So CrowdStrike, this cybersecurity suite that, you know, basically was attached to Microsoft servers, their software update caused mayhem, right? I had team members in town, you know, from Florida. They came to Colorado and you know what happened while they were here? United went down, grounded, American Airlines grounded, Delta Airlines grounded. And when she got here, we have the light rail that goes all throughout Denver, takes people from the airport everywhere. Not working at all. Banks were shut down.
So it shows how we're held hostage by this digital AI system already. And this was a test, a cyber attack test for the election.
Yeah, I mean, so I evidently CrowdStrike also does the basically cybersecurity on the ballot boxes, right? It's like, what? Are you joking me? Look at how it shut down the economy over the weekend. And even as of yesterday, Delta still had flights that were grounded. Many banks were shut down, you know, because we deal with millions of dollars of wires every single day. Either they were slow or they left our account and didn't show up at the place where they were supposed to go until like a day later.
So this was a test, and I've been predicting it. I'm not saying it now. I'm saying it for months. This is a test of an attack during the election.
Yeah, I believe that it is, because you look one step further. Look at Australia. So we talked about this, I think, 5 or 6 months ago. Australia, I remember the show. Australia went digital. Right. So they basically started limiting money out of ATMs, and they got rid of ATMs, and then they got rid of paper currency. So now Australia is fully digital. Well, what happens when CrowdStrike basically shut everything down? Nobody in Australia could buy anything, Alex. And then on Sunday, this started to happen a little bit in the United Kingdom. It's like, okay, nobody could buy anything.
Parrot tests the perch. A parrot will put its beak on a perch to see if it can hold its weight. They were testing the perch.
I agree. I can't poke a hole in that theory, right? Because you look at, we are so concerned about when full implementation of central bank digital currency comes, with ideologically based testing on your spending, right? It's like, oh, we don't like it how you use fossil fuels in your cars or gas, or we don't like it that you're buying cows when you should be eating bugs. We don't like the political party you give to. We don't like this and that. So with a flip of a switch, social credit scores, digital social profile, they can cut you off from your money. This had nothing to do with that. This had everything to do with a flip of a switch, or a bad software update, look what happens to society. Shut down the economy. Everything was frozen. People couldn't travel. It was insane, right? So we don't have to look into a dystopian future to see what things would start to look like. Now, we just had this for a day. Imagine if it were for a week. Imagine if it were for a month. Imagine what people would do if they couldn't buy or sell, right? So it's like, well, how far along the road are we on central bank digital currency? So the Bank for International Settlements, at the end of the week showed Project Aurum, A-U-R-U-M. So Project Aurum talks about what happens when they start doing project CBDC technology prototypes comprised of basically central bank digital currency, which is the digital funding, you know, that owns basically the central ownership, plus tokens that are owned by financial institutions. Like other banks, other financial institutions could have their own tokens, call it Bitcoin or whatever else, right? So this is to me, the final cog in this whole project, where central bank digital currencies can now talk to individual financial institutions, cryptocurrency token, and they're basically got this technology solidified. So Alex, this was a test. I believe this was a test over the weekend because the technology
is ready. I've said 1,000 times, you've said 50 times on air with me, they're going to use cyber attacks as the pretext, as the excuse to line this up.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's easy. It's easy to do a cyber attack when all you have to do is flip a switch, right? It's hard to have actually a full-on physical war to actually get people to comply, but that's happening too. I mean, so on a geopolitical front, you know, over the weekend, and I know you covered it. So the missile strikes, the drone strikes on Yemen from Israel into Yemen to actually just destroy and obliterate the port there, right? So what was Israel trying to do? Israel was trying to stop 70% of Yemen's economy by destroying the port because they were retaliating because the Houthis had attacked Israel. So now Israel was retaliating back with massive destruction, right? So what does this mean moving forward? This is the puzzle pieces, in my opinion, of geopolitics actually merging with the economy, because what happens next? So as I was thinking about it early in the morning, like I was in at 3 o'clock this morning, and I'm thinking about, God, give me wisdom.
Well, that's true. Like 6 text you, hey, call me when you're up. Boom, you call me right back. You were already
I was right back. It's like, dude, I was there at the office. It's like, all right, I'll call you. I'm not driving into the office. I'm here. So we are entering into a wartime economy. So this is a different kind of a war. This isn't necessarily East versus the West. This one, I think, is going to turn into a holy war, because if you look at what the Muslim population thinks of America, what do they call us? The Great Satan. What do they call Israel? The Little Satan. Right. So now Israel, the Little Satan, destroyed the port in Yemen and the Houthis. So the next thing, and I'm not trying to be prophetic, but what I'm seeing coming next is, we're going to probably start to see the black flags of jihad,
Al-Qaeda,
being raised above mosques all over the Middle East. And what that's going to do is, an event like this will unite the Houthis and Hamas and Hezbollah and Taliban and ISIS, right, against a common enemy, which is the Great Satan and the Little Satan. Sadly, because of our stinking open border, Alex, we've got sleeper cells all over America. So now you awaken that giant that's just
agree. The October surprise is the left letting in the Islamic and Chinese communist terrorists. I think that's on the table. Terror attacks during the election.
Yeah. So what happens in an economic war, right? So this to me is a basically probably going to be a terrorist uprising, a consolidation of different factions of the Islamic faith and the terrorist groups. I mean, I'm not talking about all of Islam. I'm talking about the terrorist groups deciding we're going to destroy this common enemy. Now, what happens in state of fear and chaos and uncertainty? People stop investing the way that they normally would.
And we have China dumping record U.S. treasuries.
Yeah. I mean, to a huge, massive amount, right? Because you look at after 9/11, what happened after 9/11? People who invest, Alex, they think, well, we want to invest for the future. We want to invest into a company that's going to grow and has an amazing product. And when the economy's good, our retirement's going to flourish. When bad things start happening, people pull back the reins. It's just human nature. So they don't go into normal traditional asset categories, but times of crisis, chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, turmoil, change, you know, all of that, gold and silver thrive, and they propel, and they go through
the roof. And that's all over the news. The elites are all buying gold and silver.
It's a flight for safety, but the gold and silver is accelerating its growth, right? So you just had mentioned China dumping U.S. treasuries, right? So in the last 30 days, what has China done? They've dumped $75 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. That's the most that they've ever done in that short period of time. So in 30 days, they dumped $75 billion.
So they're basically shorting U.S. treasuries.
Well, they're not even shorting them. They're selling them because they own them, and they're just getting rid of them.
I'm saying that's in the market equivalent of that, though, betting on that.
Yeah, it is the market equivalent. So this is how it would work. So if you own something, Alex, and or anybody watching, right, all the InfoWars patriots out there. So if you sell something, A, because you need money, or B, because you're an investor and you think, I'm going to lock in profits now because down the road I know that it's going to go down in value, right? So one of these two options is what's happening. China needs money, and so they're selling their U.S. treasuries, or they know that U.S. treasuries are going to come down in value, so they're selling them now to lock in profits because they need money. So I didn't send you this article.
By the way, China just lowered interest rates too.
Yeah, so I didn't send you this article, but I just found it. So in the last week of June, 40 banks in China went under. 40 banks. And they had to be gobbled up by the Chinese central bank, by their big massive unibank, right, in China. So put this into perspective. March of last year, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, Silvergate Bank, Credit Suisse, and First Republic all went into FDIC receivership. Five banks, look at the mayhem that ensued. Fast forward to today in China. 40 banks, 40, not five, basically had to be gobbled up. These are all rural banks in China, $7.5 trillion worth of assets. So this isn't
small. So you've been saying this regional bank runs will be the sign. It's happening here, but it's happening bigger in China.
It's happening bigger in China because of commercial real estate losses. They are losing money hand over fist with commercial real estate. Well, it's like, okay, commercial real estate losses, banks start to fail. What's happening in America? Commercial real estate losses.
Well, even Zero Hedge says, has the bull market begun? Or has the bear market begun?
I think that it has because you look at San Francisco, and sadly for all you people who live there, the cesspool that it's become. But downtown San Francisco, the vacancy rate on commercial real estate is over 50%. So now they're trying to pass these little bills, you know, with the city council that says, oh, well, let's give tax incentives to companies that will actually get people to stop working remotely and come in. So there will be restaurants that will have business. There will be storefronts that will have business, right? Nobody wants that. New York City, 1/3 of our commercial real estate is vacant. So this is going to cause a commercial real estate decline. What follows commercial real estate decline is residential real estate. Where this sounds very familiar to what China's going through, Alex. They're going through the same thing.
Yeah, and we're a very small planet. We think of like China as a million miles away. It's only 15,000 miles away. It's all connected.
It's all connected, and what happens there will happen here, right? It's not that we follow China. It's the same fundamental principles that cause their bank failures, our commercial real estate losses, residential
real estate
losses.
So we're going to bring in a few minutes. What is your – you predicted 8 months ago, 9 months ago, they would start having regional bank failures. That happened here. You predicted China. What is your – we'll come back and get into the technicals of it and a bunch of other articles and videos. But Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist, what do you think is about to happen?
Well, I think – well, everything that we just talked about, I think you are going to start to see terrorist uprisings all over the world strike fear into the markets and stock market. But normal traditional markets, debt and equity markets come down during that kind of a time frame. Gold and silver start soaring. But I think the spark, literally the spark that's going to cause that could be one of two. I think it's either going to be bank failures or it's going to be another blackout of sorts, some kind of a cyber attack that causes the economy to shut
down. Well, the globalists love to brag. Schwab and the UN and the Carnegie Foundation and the UN, they've been hyping cyber attacks and power outages as what's going to bring in their full control. So it's like, and we're like, well, why do they telegraph it? Because the public doesn't listen, but they've been telegraphing that.
They've been telegraphing it. And you know what else is going to cause people? This might not be the cause for an economic collapse, but a cause for more fear is the elimination of our food supply, which you've covered greatly, right? It's like when you've got who owns and starting to own a lot of the rural agricultural land in America, the Chinese
and Bill Gates,
right? So you stop the food production, you burn down the food processing plants. Now people are hungry. They can't get food. Food prices go through the roof. Foodflation is a real thing, and it's going to be massive. So there's so many things happening right now.
The angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about. Let's talk about what's coming next, how we get ahead of it, because we are tomorrow's news today. But make no mistake, we're in World War III already, folks. We got a federal coup going on against the executive branch. It's all going down now, but we're fighting back. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. It's the live Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show, July 23rd, 2024.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And Dr. Kirk Elliott's company's been around for over 25 years. He's a great guy, has the best deals you're going to find, ready to sell you silver and gold, the lowest price you're going to find, and buy it back for nothing. You can't beat that. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. Put that on screen or call 720-605-3900 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. But now is the time to get prepared. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong and America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. They just tried to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position. But we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. MTG on last hour. That really freaks out the deep state that we're not buying their crap. They need to back off. They need to stop. But the bottom line is this. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. Gold is going to be a great bet too, but like it hasn't, silver has not gone up to where it's supposed to be. It's starting to go there. Put up the 15-year graph. Or 10-year graph for silver and gold. Look at it. If you'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20-30%. If you'd have bought gold, it's a no-brainer. There's nothing performing like it, and the elites are all buying it. But I would not have a sponsor because most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums, and most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talk to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott. You need a company that actually charges a small 8% rate for the consulting, for the brokerage, for the deal, for the best way to do it. And then you can sell it back for nothing. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. They'll explain it all to you. Let's put up the 10-year graph on silver for viewers as well. But that's where we are. And that's what's happening. And I'm literally promoting iced tea in the Sahara Desert. Or, you know, if you're 500 feet under the water, an air tank and a mask. I mean, this is such a simple move. But Dr. Kirk Kelly, an economist, getting back to the world economy, the major moves, what's happening in China that massively affects us. China's decided to hyperinflate again, which will affect us. Where's that going?
So when China decides to hyperinflate, we have to answer a more elemental question is, why are they dumping the U.S. treasuries, right? Because they think they're going to go down. Why do they think they're going to go down? And they want to lock in prices now because what they have promised, what Putin has promised is to de-dollarize the world, right? He did that by taking away the petrodollar. So that means no international settlements of oil are traded in the U.S. dollar anymore, but rather they're being traded in the Chinese currency, in the yuan, in the ruble, in the rupee, right? They're using their own currencies within the BRICS nations to actually trade for oil. Now, take that one step further. Where is this headed? The BRICS nations want their own common currency. They want their own native currency. It's going to be digital. It's going to be backed by gold. This is why China has amassed over 30,000 tons of gold. This is why Russia has over 1,000 tons. I mean, there's massive amounts of gold, Alex, that are being amassed by central banks. So here's where I start to look at, how does this start to change moving forward, right? So I don't see the demand for gold diminishing anytime real soon because no matter what Jerome Powell says, there's going to be more and more demand for gold. So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver because China and the Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. Lastly, you've got Western demand from Western investors for precious metals. So Western investors, Chinese individuals, and central banks are now allocating into precious metals like there's nobody's business, right? It's like they're just doing it. And so they want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those in their minds are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But what we've seen is if you look at where gold, silver was, let's look at silver because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where was it in the year 2000? It was like $4.50 an ounce. Now, then you go through the years and it goes up and it goes down, it goes up and it goes down. Where were we just 4 years ago? $11.91. So see, it went from 2000 to 2011, well, till 2019. It went to 11.91 from four. But now since then, we've gone from 11.91 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms
erode. Oh, no, I mean, I can't believe we have millions of viewers listening right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average, and I sell high-quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that.
Well, and don't take my word for it, right? So one of the articles I sent you is about Goldman expects gold to surge on relentless Chinese demand. Those are the stats that I just told you, right, about Chinese investors, individual investors, Western individual investors, and central banks buying it. What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce, right? So now, another article I sent you is about Citibank.
By the way, I found one of the articles. Citi sees record central bank demand pushing gold prices, $2,600 this year, $3,000 next year. And then I haven't found the China article yet, but we'll pull that out. Gold and silver ratio could indicate early stages of silver breakout. So I don't know where the article is that you mentioned, but there's one of the articles you mentioned. Gold keeps rising no matter what Powell says. Goldman expects gold to surge on relentless Chinese demand. Tell us about this. Because to listeners, so folks, I want to be the guy that's always right. I want to be the guy that nails it, predicts it. It's what I do. And I'm sitting here saying it funds us, it keeps on air, and it's the best investment hands down in an imperfect world. I mean, I'm literally selling oxygen to astronauts that are in a space station. I mean, this is not even look, the elites are stampeding into silver and gold. I'm trying to create a stampede to get people protected. They'll love me when they make a lot of money, and it supports the show. What are we waiting for? I mean, it's ridiculous. And sure, you get a lot of calls, but nothing. We probably have 5 million people right now, conservatively, watching and listening. And like 500 are going to call you? Why?
We need more than a fraction of a percent, because this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever. So for decades, Alex, literally for decades, since the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, central banks and bankers have basically poo-pooed gold and silver. It's like, because anytime gold and silver would have demand, that was actually less demand for their fiat-based money, right? So they didn't want to promote gold and silver. They wanted to promote their own thing, their different, you know, tokenized
assets.
Yeah,
well, they promote
assets.
Their stocks and their bonds. They're all grabbing silver and gold.
Yeah, because anytime gold or silver go up, it was an absolute slap in the face against their own money creation.
And how big
right?
are those articles, though, them admitting, like, major, the top globalist banks are saying silver and gold's exploding?
Yeah, and what is their best interest? They want to make money. They're bankers, right? They want to make money. So now they see the writing is on the wall for fiat-based money, for paper money. They're allocating into gold by the thousands of times.
And let's be clear, they didn't get their central bank currency. Nobody's adopting it right now. So they already had that plan for this year, but that's not working. So what happens? Commodities, gold, silver, oil, natural gas. I would expect that all to go up.
All of it, because they start promoting this to the masses, right? And it's already in limited supply. Silver's in very limited supply. So not only do you have investors in China, you have investors in America, you've got hedge funds, you've got banks. So now you've got all this demand, the supply diminishes, the demand is going through the roof. So now they're promoting it because they are now are starting to own so much at the central bank level.
And by the way, that's such a big deal. That's so seismic. That's in and of itself, powerful central banks, the globalists now quietly starting to promote gold and silver. What does that signify?
Well, that signifies that they don't want to burn themselves. They don't want to lose money. These bankers are corrupt and they're greedy, right? So it's like, okay, let's promote the thing that we own thousands of tons of, like the Bank of China and the Fed owns 8,500 tons of gold. The European Central Bank owns 10,500. You want to beat them at their own game? You play the same game, just at a smaller level. Allocate what they're allocating into because they're going to save their bacon. They're going to cover themselves. Make sure that they are going to grow and multiply their profits. We can do the same thing. See, this is why Goldman thinks that gold's going to be 2,700 by the end of the year. Citibank thinks it's going to be 2,600 in the year 2025, which is only 6 months away. They think gold is going to hit 3,000. Now, why am I
just
showing
those headlines?
Gold?
Are you still only in silver?
Still only in silver. So there's this article I sent you on the ratio trade, right? So what that article says, and it's a very well done article, is if gold is going up, then where is the ratio between silver and gold? Right now, it's about 80 to 1. It takes 80 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Now, that number tells us nothing other than either gold is overvalued or silver is undervalued. What causes gold and silver to go up? Everything that we've been talking about. Unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, war. Geopolitical conflict, wars, rumors of wars, you know, political consequences at home. We don't even know who the president is or if he's alive or what's going on, right? So all of that flight for quality causes gold to go up. But the ratio historically is 20 to 1, Alex, not 80 to 1. So that means gold is not overvalued. It's going to continue to go up, which means silver has catch up to do.
That's right. As gold goes up, it buoys silver.
Yes. In bull markets and gold, and this is historical data, as gold goes up, silver performs better. Silver performs faster in a bull market in gold. So what are we doing? We're allocating into silver. It's not that I'm married to it. It's not that we're the largest silver dealer in North America because I think it's more amazing. No, I've seen the writing on the wall for
years. You're just following the trends.
Following the to maximize ounces, minimize cost, cause my clients, you know, portfolios to grow the most. It does that with silver. Now, if the ratio were 20 to 1 at its historical lows, well, then we'd be in gold, not in silver, right? So this is where we start to now look at which one is going to outperform, which one is undervalued. Silver is undervalued. It's outperforming. It's growing faster. So we allocate into silver.
So folks should call you right now and say, I want silver. I mean, it is the smartest bet there. It's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. So imagine this. Gold is a financial metal, right? It thrives on everything we've been talking about, this uncertainty, turbulence.
It's somewhat industrial, but not like silver that's totally industrial.
Correct. Silver has that capacity as a financial metal. It follows in gold's footsteps, but it's also an industrial metal used for military applications, torpedoes, missiles, which have 11,000 ounces each in each torpedo and missile that's built. Electric vehicles, fuel cell technology, solar, everything that the stupid green agenda wants us to have uses silver. So it's like, all right, we can hate those trends and we can hate those, some of those ideals. It's like, hey, I want a clean environment. I do, but I don't want to do it at the cost of Americans actually living, right? It's like some of these things are so expensive, but it needs silver.
But you're still riding the trend.
Still riding the trend. I want to allocate into what has low supply and high demand because the prices are going to go up. That's why we're in silver right now. So I want to do what's best for the clients. That's why we're ahead of the curve, have been for a long time.
So if somebody wants to spend a bunch of money, will you say be 90% silver, 10% gold, or just no gold?
I'd do no gold right now. It doesn't make sense. I mean, if silver's outperforming, I'll maximize my position in silver, roll into gold down the road. Because here's the thing. Let's say over the next 12 to 18 months, Alex, silver triples the rate of growth of gold, which I think it probably will. So then I'll sell my silver, roll into gold, and if it tripled the rate of growth of gold, I get you almost three times as many ounces of gold then as what I could have purchased for you today.
So I can't I'm being honest with listeners. I only tell the truth, folks. I make mistakes here and there, but I'm usually accurate 95% of the time or more. Silver is such a, like, dark horse, no-brainer. I mean, it's like, it's right. I can't believe more people haven't figured this out yet.
I can't either, but they're about to, right? And so here's one big key thing that happened over the weekend. You were covering it all day today, and it seems non-related to gold and silver, but it's absolutely related to gold and silver, right? So what's happening at the White House, right? So you've got this, almost like this designated survivor thing going on. And, you know, I found Laura Loomer had posted this on X, where there's a whitehouse.gov memorandum dated July 22nd. Memorandum on the delegation of certain functions and authorities under the Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunity for Ukrainians Act. It's like, what? What does this have to do with gold or silver? This is about.
But that's some how kind they got the legislation passed. Yeah. We showed it.
Yeah, that's how they got it passed. But you look into the legislation. Laura Loomer posted this on her X, you know, account. So delegation of certain functions and authorities by the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and laws of the United States, including Section 301, Title 3 of the U.S. Code. I order the follow. I hereby delegate to the Secretary of the Treasury the functions and authorities vested by the President in certain things. And then I hereby delegate to the Secretary of State in the Constitution the functions and authorities vested in the President.
So this is him passed out a puppet. Whoever's in control is using wartime legislation to hand control over to the bureaucrats.
Well, yeah. And you were talking about it this morning. It's like, why does a president give up authority to the Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Energy? Because incompetent or really sick, right? So I watched the Kiefer Sutherland show, Designated Survivor, right? This is what happens when the president is really sick and is incapable to lead. You pass it over. So the point is, this kind of turbulence, this kind of uncertainty will cause gold and silver to go up, right? So this is how something seemingly unrelated, when you understand economics and politics and the social structures and the spiritual climate that we're living in, and those puzzle pieces get put together, I want to be ahead of the curve. Because you don't write legislation like that unless something's about to change.
Oh, it's an absolute no-brainer. People need silver right now. It's such a no-brainer. It's the best investment out there. Is anything a silver bullet? No, but silver's closer you're going to get. That's why it's called silver. People should go to kepm.com/gold and get the best deals. Support the broadcast or call 720-605-3900. But let me play this clip since you mentioned it. Biden has just emerged. The video's on Infowars.com for radio listeners that want to go see it, or it's on X at Alex Jones. Biden emerges from hiding for the first time in 6 days after dropping out of the 2024 race. Here it is.
How are you feeling?
Well,
how are you feeling since you dropped out of the race, sir.
So they have him totally drugged up.
Can Harris?
And now they've obviously quit giving him the meth, which I predicted they would do weeks ago. And now he is back. So this is crazy, Kirk Elliott.
That video is interesting. I've seen him where he can't hardly walk, let alone walk upstairs. He did it pretty easily. So I just wonder, it brings up so many questions. Is that him? Is it just, why didn't he talk? Why didn't he look at the camera? Who is that?
I was about to say, when they lie to us so much, who knows what the truth is? Look at this. Biden accuses GOP of calling for political violence after these states tried to kill Trump. They are trying to bring martial law in. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much for the time. People should call you. I only bring sponsors on I believe in. I sell great supplements I know work. Like the highest quality iodine, it's a missing link, or water filters. I just sell stuff I believe in. We are in a war with the globalists. We need funding. You're helping keep us on air. Everybody needs silver. It's a match made in heaven. They should go to kpm.com/gold or 720-605-3000 and get into silver right now. But 60-second closing comment.
We talked about a lot of stuff today, and it seems like bad, but you can't understand the solution and how good the solution is until you understand how big the problem is.
I want to be 100% clear. I'm not here as a buzzkill. It's good we're here on air to expose the evil instead of just going along with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. You have to expose the problem so you can understand the dramatic impact that the solution will have. Everything that we've talked about, the chaos, the turbulence, the political, economic, the geopolitical, the wars with Israel and Yemen and everything that's happening are all going to be stimulus. It's going to be sparks for gold and silver to propel. I want to encourage everybody. It's like, be ahead of the curve. Don't be behind it. Take advantage of as much of this move as possible when the writing is absolutely on the wall.
All right. Thank you so much. KPM.com/gold or 720-605-3000. You're keeping us on air. Plus, it's a no-brainer. You're the best silver and gold broker out there. Go there now, folks, or you're insane. Thank you so much, Doc.
Bye.
All right. We have a guest host, Maria Z, with Dr. Rima Labo, who was married to the former head of the military, the Army, and is a total insider from the outside, but she was an insider to expose her agenda. That's coming up. But just absolutely insane news. Look at this headline at InfoWars.com. 80-year-old man posting Trump sign in yard mowed down by suspect driving ATV. They're killing Trump supporters. You won't see that on the national news. So thank you so much for everything, folks. I'm going to go through this show now that was so amazing the last 3 hours. I'm going to take clips out we put on X and band.video. And I mean, it's so epic. It's so insane. It's so crazy. It's so real. It's hard to even sit here and quantify it. It's just we're living in history right now. So we're going to take the huge interviews, the huge clips from today's show about what the globalists are planning and the deep state's operation and their coup against America that's now live. And what kills them is the truth being out there and people being aware of it. So follow Real Alex Jones on X because, wow, I am so blessed during this time, 30 years on air plus, to be here at this critical time. They wanted to take us off the air, but because of God, working through you, we're still on air, to be challenging these monsters in real time. That is beyond a blessing. That is God's intervention. Just like, 12 days ago or 11 days ago, they tried to kill Trump. And we're there and we see it doesn't happen. There isn't just evil in the universe. There's good as well. So I want to thank the crew. I want to thank my family. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who are the family for where we are. And now let's stand stronger than ever and realize that the deep state coup is exposed. It's in deep trouble and it is going down big time. All right. Maria Z with Dr. Rima Labo, formerly, he died, her husband who died, General Stubblebine. This is incredible information coming up. Stay with us.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together. black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it is an honor to be with you all today on this extremely vital broadcast that the world needs in this crucial, crucial hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching incredibly dangerous times. We have the attempted assassination of President Trump. People don't even know where Joe Biden is. Apparently, he's made an appearance looking very strange today. Just yesterday, makes this really odd phone call that, you know, he sounds extremely pepped up, more than I've ever heard him, for goodness sake, reading names, you know, off a list, rattling off names, you know, very well. I mean, who's heard Joe Biden speak this well before? And we know that they've spoken about potentially using AI for Joe Biden to convince his base that he's A-okay. I mean, everything right now is very, very strange, but thank God for President Trump's life being spared. Thank God for the people out there that are still speaking the truth and not afraid to share the truth in these perilous times. Of course, our hearts go out to the victims of that horrible, horrible day that went on recently. I mean, the world was in shock and horror. But we are very, very glad that InfoWars is still on the air. I want to encourage everyone, before I get into what I'm about to share with you today, which is extremely disturbing, to continue supporting this broadcast, because what the globalists have planned next should terrify everyone. And I don't say that to share fear. I say that to talk about the severity of this situation. Very, very perilous times. We are currently facing a numerous converging plans that the globalists could implement ahead of the US election. I covered this in detail on a stream last night, but we have seen the CrowdStrike situation that just occurred. And Dr. Kirk Elliott, if you missed that segment that Alex just did with him, vital information. Gold and silver right now is crucial for people to protect their wealth. So I really do encourage everyone, you know, KEPM is not my personal sponsor, but I encourage everyone to go to KEPM.com/gold and take this very, very seriously. We are in times where we don't know
in a moment, they could make our wealth disappear. As we saw how quickly banks were affected during the CrowdStrike situation, the blue screen of death being seen worldwide. I think this was very much particularly, you know, the ball in Las Vegas, the blue screen of death being displayed there, very much a conditioning tool. And we have been warning for some time that this is their wild card. The WEF talks about cyber COVID. It's going to be affect the whole world, faster spreading than COVID. And the only way to mitigate this is to shut down all vulnerable devices and not allow people back online until a digital vaccine has been issued. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening around the world. You know, Australia passed digital ID. The EU's bringing in extremely tyrannical digital ID measures. The US has a current digital ID bill. It's sitting there in the background. It hasn't been activated yet. But they are desperate. They are getting very, very desperate. And I believe that this is why they don't want President Trump in office. President Trump has spoken out against CBDCs. He says under his watch, there will be no CBDCs. He vehemently opposes the climate scam. Do you know that this is one of the main vehicles that the UN and the globalists will use to achieve their New World Order, to achieve their transition to digital currency, to CBDCs, to digital ID? It is one of the reasons that they use, that they want to preemptively vaccinate the populations. They say that human encroachment into natural habitats is causing pandemics. And, you know, all of this migration of birds flying more than usual is causing pandemics. And therefore, we need to look at preemptively vaccinating populations to prevent pandemics. This is one of their key drivers to establish the New World Order. And so when you have a leader that comes out and says, this is a scam, I'm paying attention. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this short break on The Alex Jones Show.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case. But I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it, too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Welcome back. Right before the break, we were talking about the fact that why is it that the globalists hate Trump so much? And I truly, truly believe that any time a world leader discusses the climate scam, opposes the WHO, they are an enemy of the establishment. This is certainly the case with Robert Fico, who said Slovakia will not comply with the WHO. And what happens? Oh, assassination attempt. He came back from that victorious and said, your plans failed. And President Trump has said he wants nothing to do with the WHO. He wants to pull out of it. Well, right now, the United States has a chance to make this an election issue, pulling out of the United Nations as a whole. And Dr. Rima Labor will be joining me later in the broadcast to discuss that very, very important issue. Why is it so important? Well, I'm going to be talking to you today about very, very alarming documents that have just come out of New Zealand. Now, people in the United States might ask, why does this matter for us? Well, it matters because this indicates that the globalists may be planning a pandemic ahead of the US elections. We've been saying since last year when I was there in the United States, I was saying to everyone, expect the kitchen sink. And Alex has said the same thing. They will throw everything at this election. I want to remind people that Yuval Noah Harari says 2024 will be the last year of elections. Moving forward, we will have AI government, AI elections. AI is going to tell you what sexuality you are. You don't know. AI has to tell you. And so they are wanting to ensure that whoever they install this year is fully on board with their agenda. So they can't have someone that says, oh, climate change is a scam, because it is one of the main drivers. New Zealand pandemic plan, published July of this year. This document, which I'm going to take you through now, indicates that the globalists could very well be planning a new pandemic. And it talks about things like forced vaccinations, forced medical examinations. It was literally published this month, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. New Zealand pandemic plan, a framework for action, July 2024. I'm going to take you to the foreword here, which says that the New Zealand pandemic plan is a framework for action that sets out all of the government measures to be taken to prepare for and respond to a pandemic. It updates the current influenza pandemic plan, because influenza is suddenly a pandemic. And it says that pandemics by their nature are unpredictable in terms of timing, severity, and the population groups that are most affected. While written with influenza and coronaviruses primarily in mind, this version is broadly applicable to other respiratory illnesses as well, as long as pathogen-specific considerations are accounted for. And it also has potential application to other diseases with pandemic potential. Why is that important? Well, the WHO basically says that everything has pandemic potential right now. Climate change has pandemic potential. That is what they say. Human encroachment into natural habitats has pandemic potential. And so they will use this as the excuse to limit your movement, the excuse to force you into smart cities. I will be re-releasing that historic broadcast, the first one I ever hosted on The Alex Jones Show, again next week for everyone to view the Melbourne experiment and how Monash University and the United Nations say the plan is let's lock humanity up forever because it's really great for the climate. So guess what happens when a leader says climate change is a scam? Guess what happens when the United Nations says to you via the Melbourne experiment, this showed great levels of CO2 and this is, reduced levels of CO2, which by the way is the gas of life and all life flourishes with CO2, but never mind that. We reduced CO2 because everyone was locked up, so we should do it forever. And so when a leader opposes this, you can bet your bottom dollar that they are going to do whatever they can to take that person out. They are very serious about this. You have on the page about the legislation, I'm not going to take you through the whole document, but I want to show you what the legislation says. It says that mandatory measures are authorized by statute. And of course, statute has to pass through parliament, but we didn't see much resistance to that last time around, ladies and gentlemen, and they've installed a whole bunch of puppets since COVID or retained them. It says that mandated measures may include requirements for people to be tested, screened, or vaccinated, and it may include arrivals to New Zealand, quarantining or isolating people, for example, supporting those potentially exposed and those with disease in a quarantine treatment isolation facility or at home, or prohibiting them from leaving a particular facility or home. They also say that it will include restricting the movement of people in or out of an area, restricting travel within or out of New Zealand, imposing a duty to supply information for risk assessment or contact tracing, requirements for people to undergo preventative treatment. This is very, very important because, as I've highlighted many times in the past, strengthening Australia's pandemic preparedness, published by the CSIRO, who was involved or accused at least of being involved in Wuhan, China, they say that preventative injections are how we're going to cure climate change, essentially. This is how we need to mitigate climate change. Everyone needs to get preventatively vaccinated. So this is very important, guys, and they have changed the definition of a pandemic. They're now talking about non-seasonal and seasonal influenza being a pandemic that we need to preventatively vaccinate for. They are escalating this aspect. You know, everyone's looking at the cyber aspect, at the economic aspect, but let's not forget the pandemic aspect, which, by the way, doesn't have to be a COVID 2.0. These guys are now saying it can be any respiratory illness, really. They go on to say that they that their mandates will include requirements for people to not go to work or other public places, or to do so only under certain conditions, and commandeering of resources, including land, buildings, or vehicles. Where response measures involve mandated actions, particularly those that restrict basic freedom of movement and association, a system needs to be developed, guys, with clear criteria and processes to allow for exemptions to be sought and issued in a timely manner. Oh, we saw how that went last time. We saw Blue Cross Blue Shield employee, regardless of her religious convictions, she had to wait years for one successful lawsuit to go through based on the fact that her exemption was not considered. In Australia, so many exemptions were denied. The only ones that were approved were those from the Orthodox Church, because the Serbian Orthodox Church was the only one, or one of the only ones, but it was the Orthodox Church in general, that said this is a violation of our religion because of the aborted fetal cells in these injections. That was the only exemption that worked in this country for religious convictions. And you know, some employers even in that regard were not reasonable when it came to that. There was no consideration of human rights, and we know the WHO wanted to erase those. It goes on to say that in a pandemic response, government and designated officers may use available legislative powers as appropriate, and these include some of the powers provided for in the Specified Act, additional powers available under the Epidemic Preparedness Act, and additional powers under the Civil Defence Emergency Act, which I will take you through, because it says in a very severe situation. What's a very severe situation? Well, anything they say it is, really. You know, anything the media says it is. They go on to say that other legislation that contains provisions relevant to managing a pandemic includes things like the cremation regulations, Burial Act, they mention later on as well, the health burial regulations. Actually, it's up there right now. And under that Health Act, it says that medical officers of health and health protection officers would rely on two kinds of primary powers. And they say that their routine powers, which is in regard to non-notifiable infectious diseases that require the approval of the Director of Public Health, which, again, is not difficult to achieve by people that are fully on board with this agenda. And then special powers, which extend to medical officers of health only, which need prior authorization by the Minister of Health. Again, not a very difficult thing. This is a mirror of the legislation that currently exists in the state of Western Australia and New York, by the way, that say that, you know, you don't need any proof that someone's sick. You can go into their home. I'm talking about the WA legislation specifically. You can go into their home, strip them naked, separate them from their children, take them to these concentration camps, inject them as many times as you want for as long as you want without any proof that they're sick and no warrant needed. Gosh, that sounds really safe, doesn't it? And so this is exactly what the WHO wants to do. We must as a worldwide community oppose this. I'm interviewing James Rogowski this week on the fact that the pandemic treaty hasn't gone anywhere. And again, I'm telling everyone, reminding everyone, Donald Trump has said he wants out of the WHO, but the US has an opportunity right now to exit the UN. And if they do, this will be a flow-on effect to the whole world, and we'll discuss that more with Dr. Rima Labo in about 15 minutes. But I want to show you the rest of what this says. They say that an epidemic notice can be issued by the Prime Minister and by virtue of a state of emergency. These are the different ways in which these powers can be activated. Then it goes on to talk about how when authorized to do so, medical officers can exercise potentially very significant powers. And what are those very significant powers? We will take a look at those in a moment. They go on to talk about non-seasonal influenza. So this is now specified as a notifiable infectious disease, everyone. So someone gets the sniffles, and it even specifies in this document that it doesn't even have to be within New Zealand. It can be anywhere in the world that someone has non-seasonal influenza and these powers can be activated. And you may think, well, that's unreasonable. They wouldn't do that. You know, they can't possibly get away with that. Need I remind you of the lunatics, lunatic politicians that we had during COVID that went along with absolutely everything? In Australia, we literally had the Premier of Queensland threatening, Anastasia Palaszczuk, threatening to put unvaccinated people in camps on national television. These people don't care about a real health situation. They care about transferring power to the WHO and having forever pandemics and forever injections. So what are their routine powers? It says that several routine powers are relevant in the pandemic context. A medical officer of health or health protection officer has the power to enter any premises, including by boarding an aircraft or ship at any reasonable time if he or she has reason to believe that there is or recently has been a person suffering from a notifiable infectious disease or recently exposed to the infection of any such disease. So there doesn't have to be evidence. They just have to have reason to believe. And we know that last year in Australia, the military went in the middle of the night and took Aboriginal people out of their homes and took them to camps, which they escaped from, by the way. They did that in the middle of the night, our military, everyone, because they believed to be close contacts. That's all it took. So when they say, you know, a reasonable excuse, that's all it takes. Oh, we have reason to believe. The power to examine allows medical officers of health or health protection officers to medically examine any person in any premises, including on an aircraft or ship, to ascertain whether a person believed to be suffering from a notifiable infectious disease. They just believe you're suffering, and of course, they can be asymptomatic, guys, or recently exposed, is suffering or has recently suffered from the disease. They then say that they have the power to detain at a specified place of residence for isolation purposes. It allows a medical officer of health to issue a written direction to a person or contact whom the officer believes on reasonable grounds poses a public health risk arising from an infectious disease. So they just have to believe on reasonable grounds that you pose a public health risk. And in fact, they go on to mention here that this, you know, specifically pointing out people that don't comply, it makes reference to those people. So again, the fact that this was just published is indication that they may go with this ahead of the election. I think they're going to go with, a myriad of different options, if I'm honest with you, cyber being one of the key ones. They say that these sections outline a variety of conditions that the officer may specify, which include to stay at all or specified times at a specified place subject to specified conditions. The direction must specify its duration, and directions can't be used to compel a person to seek treatment, but for it to happen, the officer must apply for and be granted a public health order, order for contacts or medical examination order with a treatment order, then it says that a medical officer of health may issue a direction under a certain section for a person to undergo a medical examination, although several preconditions must first be met. For example, a person has not complied with a previous request to seek examination. So this is, to me, a clear targeting of the non-compliant population when they try to roll this out. In on the next page, it says that the Health Act provides for formal contact tracing, and they talk about this being most useful in a situation in which voluntary contact tracing is not working or the case is not cooperating. So again, provisions for those people who are not complying with this nonsense. And it says that the case that subpart 5 can require the case, which is the human, to provide specified information about their contacts, including identifying contact details, that person, the contact tracer, to be able to identify the disease's source, make contacts aware that they too may be infected, even though there's no evidence that this person is infected. They just believe they are. I mean, the powers of this are so broad, everyone. But here is where it gets extremely, extremely concerning. In regards to the special powers that they have, it says that special powers are authorized by the Minister of Health or by an epidemic notice or apply where an emergency has been declared under the Civil Defense Emergency Management Act. The power to detain, isolate, or quarantine allows a medical officer of health to require persons, places, buildings, ships, vehicles, aircraft, animals, or things to be isolated, quarantined, or disinfected. They also talk about disposing of bodies, by the way. The power to prescribe preventative treatment. This is vaccination, everyone, allows a medical officer of health in respect of any person who's been isolated or quarantined to require people to remain where they are isolated or quarantined until they have been medically examined and found to be free from infectious disease and until they have undergone such preventative treatment as the medical officer of health prescribes. So there they are talking about the non-compliant people, the fact that there's, especially if they're non-compliant and they haven't complied with previous directions, you can go and force examine them. And then on top of that, medical officers have the right to detain you until you have undergone what treatments they want you to undergo. Preventative treatments, that means you're not sick. If you need a preventative treatment, that means you're not sick. You're just believed to be at risk of being sick, and therefore you need to get what? Injected before you can leave this facility. Guys, this has just been published this month. So this to me is an indication that the former testing grounds of Australia and New Zealand, which had some of the most draconian measures during COVID, are potentially, you know, they're potentially angling for something before the election. I can't guarantee that, but it should alarm everyone that something of this nature has been published. That we're adding this onto legislation. We're giving these special powers to detain and vaccinate forcefully. It even talks about police force, if needed, being permissible. The power to requisition premises, by the way, allows a medical officer of health to requisition premises and vehicles for the accommodation, treatment, and transport of patients. So seizing your property, your assets, and the power, the closure of premises. They talk about the closure of premises, which can be done by written order or published in a newspaper or broadcast by the TV or radio. And then it says that a member of the police may do anything reasonably necessary, including the use of force, to help a medical officer of health or any person authorized by the medical officer of health in the exercise or performance of powers or functions under these sections. Cops are being given the right to use force, what, for your forced vaccination inside camps, guys? These special powers, it says, were used for the first time during COVID, and in general terms, they performed really well. They performed really well, having police in Australia choking a woman nearly to death because she wasn't wearing a mask. It performed really well, everyone. Let's do it again. You maniacs. You maniacs. And I want to show you where it says that the outbreak can be, or all that needs to happen is the Prime Minister needs to declare it, and the outbreak can be overseas or in New Zealand. It's not highlighting that section. There we go. Or in New Zealand. So it can be anywhere in the world and they can do this. And of course, they can issue modification orders. So they may pass this and then issue modification orders. The last page I want to show you is this, is the mention of the international health regulations. You know how they said that this was not going to, you know, affect the nation's sovereignty? Well, they're saying here that under the international health regulations, countries must develop and maintain core public health capacities for maintain surveillance of, investigate, respond to, and report on all potentially significant public health events, and that these capacities must be in place locally, regionally, or nationally, and at the border. So you can expect every single country that agreed to the international health regulations to bring out something similar to this. And unfortunately, Australia, the United States, New Zealand, all on board. All on board. We need leadership that is going to exit the WHO. And right now, as I said, we do have an opportunity for the United States to decouple altogether from the United Nations. And if that happens, the rest of the Western world has a chance to follow and break free from this death machine. Dr. Rima Labo is on the case. She has been for some time. She's going to be joining us hopefully after this short break. I want to really quickly show you a couple of things out of the Civil Defense Emergency Management Act right before she comes on. So we'll be back after this short break. Don't go anywhere. Share this broadcast everywhere. And please continue to support InfoWars. How else would we be able to disseminate this vital information to the masses as we are? I'll see you in a moment.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging. Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me.
right now. We are one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support, and I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Rima Labo is going to join us in a moment here for the second half of the fourth hour, but I want to briefly show you a couple of very alarming things from the Civil Defence Emergency Management Act that is mentioned in the New Zealand pandemic plan we just went through. This is the act here. On page 48 of that act, it says declaration of a state of local emergency. And it says here that a state of local emergency may be declared in respect to an area that is not affected by an emergency if, in the opinion of any person authorized to declare that state of local emergency, the resources of that area are needed to assist any other area where a state of local emergency is enforced. Okay, so we can just declare it even if there isn't an emergency there. And one other point from here is page 57, where it talks about the emergency powers of civil defense emergency management groups. Down the bottom of that section, it says they can prohibit or regulate land, air, water, traffic within the area or district to the extent necessary to conduct civil defense emergency management. And of course, you know, this is kind of normal, but not when we have what, military on the streets limiting our water use because there's a pandemic. I mean, is this what they want to do next? You know, the Australian military pulled people out of their homes in the middle of the night. Who knows? Undertake emergency measures for the disposal of dead persons or animals if it's satisfied that the measures are urgently necessary. And finally, this part is very, very alarming. It says, evacuation of premises and places. Despite anything in section 94G, a recovery manager or constable may, if necessary, in his or her opinion, for the preservation of human life, direct the evacuation of any premises, including any place, the exclusion of any person or vehicle from any premises or place. And where it says that an entry on premises and places, a recovery manager or constable may enter and, if necessary, break into any premises or place if he or she believes on reasonable grounds that the action is necessary for saving life, preventing injury. Where is the part that I wanted to show you about destroying anything? This is such a vital, vital point. Now I've missed it. Okay, I'm going to look for it while Dr. Rima Labo comes in because I need to show you guys this. It's really, really important because they talk about being able to destroy anything. You know, they can destroy animals and destroy anything. Oh, I found it. Let me just show you quickly before we bring her on. Page 62. Power to carry out inspections. It says, while a state of emergency is in force, a controller or a constable or any person acting under the authority of a controller or a constable may examine, mark, seize, sample, secure, disinfect, or destroy any property, animal, or any other thing in order to prevent or limit the extent of the emergency. Needless to say, this is incredibly, incredibly alarming. As soon as I became aware of it, I called Dr. Rima Labo, who has been a fierce, fierce advocate for leaving the United Nations altogether. The death machine. She joins us now. Dr. Labo, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. As always, Maria, your focus is essential and correct, and I'm pleased to join you in this conversation. Let me say, first of all, that as I read it, this document notes that its extension was in 2002. This has been long prepared for. Not only that, in the United States, we have similar executive orders which have been issued by George H.W. Bush and have been reiterated by every president since. The governor of New York State, Governor Hochul, simply declared the same powers for herself or any governor or any designee of the governor on February 14th of, I think it was 2002, but it may have been 2003. I'm sorry, 2022, it may have been 2023. I don't remember the exact year, but these regulations have existed in our countries for a very long time. Now we understand why they've been put into place. In fact, in 2009, when Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius addressed the Congress on September 15th and announced to the Congress of the United States that the FDA had already set up 90,000 vaccine administration centers in the United States and that the vaccines and the squalene to adjuvant the vaccines were already being distributed, and that the vaccination program for the swine flu vaccine was going to start, and I quote, with those who wanted it first and then move to every man, woman, and child in the United States on a compulsory basis. At that time, the regulations already were in place in the United States so that voluntary treatment could be imposed on any person who could be seized and quarantined and confined until they accepted the voluntary treatment to prevent disease, of course. And anything could be seized, anything could be entered, exactly as you are showing in this legislation. What we're seeing is a global implementation of a long-laid plan to destroy human society, human rights, and humanity from the DNA outward. We've long talked about this, Maria. This is not new. What's new is that people are noticing. Well, thank God. And at this point, I would like to remind people what you've said is very, very correct. The United States is the core of the death machine, unfortunately. The United States was the core around which the United Nations and its subsidiary pimple called the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization and UNESCO and all the other subsidiary pimples on the leprous surface of the death machine called the United Nations. All of those were formed around U.S. initiatives, sad to say. When the United States passes the bill now before the Congress of the United States called the Disengaging Entirely from the United Nations Debacle Act of 2023, and it can be passed, when Congress passes it and overrides the inevitable Oval Office veto, whichever sock puppet is sitting there, it doesn't matter, they will veto it. When that happens, the core, the heart, and the purpose of the United Nations death machine is, in fact, destroyed. Consequently, whether you live in Australia or Austria or Andorra or Zimbabwe, you know somebody who lives in the United States, and you need to stimulate them. Maybe you live in the United States. You need to stimulate them to take what we've called the 10 million Patriot Challenge, which means 10 million people need to pick up their Freedom Mouse and go to PreventGenocide2030.org and bang on Congress of the United States and say, get me out of this illegal, fraudulent death machine. You notice the naked truth is riding a wrecking ball toward the United Nations. The 10 million Patriot Challenge challenge asks you, do you have the balls? And that's what it will take. Because if people shake their head and say, oh my, this is so terrible, these long laid plans will be enacted and there will be nothing left of humanity. Nothing.
Dr. Rima, if I could say that I hear a lot of people in the United States saying they'll never do that to me. We have the Second Amendment. You know, there's no way that this is going to affect me. You know, can you do it for the sake of countries like Australia and New Zealand that don't have the ability to defend themselves? Please, for me, do it for me. Go and support this bill for me. Because for my people. Because if you exit the UN, the rest of the world will follow. And let me say, Dr. Labo, you know, you mentioned something that a lot of the world is waking up to much of this now. Just this week, the circulation has been happening on X that Bill Gates wants to introduce 500 new vaccines by 2030. You and I did an interview on that back in September of 2022, and it is the poison of censorship that, you know, makes it that the world didn't know about this back then. Imagine if in 2022 the masses knew about this 500 new vaccines plan, driven by the UN, driven by Bill Gates. How much more traction we would have gotten back then. It is unfortunate that we're at the final hour here that we can do something about it. But the point is that there is still the ability to do something about it.
In 2021, the World Health Organization, better named the World Holocaust Organization, we both understand, introduced its immunization agenda. And from its document, I have a shot of one of their charts. If I may share my screen, if I can do that. There we are. This is from their document. Impact goal by 2030. The introduction, and these are mandated vaccines, of 500 novel vaccines in the right hand column in the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth column down, highlighted in yellow. Every vaccine already in existence will be forcefully jabbed into your bodies, and they're all being reformatted on the disastrous mRNA platform. But there will be 500 novel ones as well. There will be nobody left with genes, with DNA that is actually human. There will be no species members other than the super elite who call themselves the neo-aristocrats. But you and I, if we are allowed to survive, will have been gene altered. We will have been biodigitally converged, as every government on the planet tells us they are going to do, as every government on the planet on their websites tell us they're going to redefine what being human means. Thank you very much. I already know what being human means. I don't need a government, for God's sakes, to tell me what my genes need to be in order to be human. Now, we have a Second Amendment. We have a Tenth Amendment. We have a First Amendment. We have nothing if we cede control of those rights to the United Nations. Forget the WHO. It's a pimple on the ass of the death machine. So instead of looking at one rivet on the Death Star, realize that it is the Death Star that is providing the danger to us. This has been long laid to take us all out in every country on the planet. And the only way out is out of the UN. And the only way out of the UN is to take the US out. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just passionate, Maria.
I know that, Dr. Labo. And I love your passion. I'm just thinking about, you know, the US audience that says, well, you know, come November, we're going to take this election back and it's all going to be good. That is such a naive position, you know, and I love you all. And that's why I'm saying it's naive, because, of a number of reasons, which is, you know, number one being, I don't think they're going to let the election go ahead, but, you know, they're going to throw everything at us before that. or potentially enter us into a state of emergency, which is why we're covering this. Why is New Zealand publishing this pandemic plan as of July? What are they planning? Are they, you know, ramping up for this ahead of the election? But apart from that, Dr. Labor, we have the UN Pact for the Future happening in September. So talk briefly on that, because that's before the election.
First of all, let me speak to the electorate. By selecting J.D. Vance as his vice president, whatever you think of Trump, however you affiliate with or don't affiliate with Trump, Trump has made himself a pimple on the globalist ass, because J.D. Vance is the man of the globalist. There is no question about that. And J.D. Vance is either there as Trump's controller or Trump's replacement. I don't know which, but he is not there by accident. So what we have is a new, the United Nations 2.0. Look up United Nations 2.0 and you will come to the United Nations 2.0 website. And the United Nations 2.0, like Pact for the Future, is a new iteration of tyranny. Unabashed, unabridged, unmitigated, total tyranny. For those of you in the United States, as I am, let me point out that our rights are unalienable. They cannot be separated from us. Our entire country is built on the premise that we have these rights no matter what anybody thinks about it. The United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, if that is the controlling document, tells us clearly that rights are granted by the United Nations and can be removed by the passage of a law. A law, a non-government agency like the United Nations can pass a law. Yes, after Pact for the Future is adopted, they will become a super government. They will become the governing nation state of the entire world. No review, no votes, no challenges, no questioning. The ruling body will control the world. This is the wet dream of every tyrant that has ever lived. And they've spent 140 years putting their tyranny into technological capacity and into political reality. And they're ready to spring the trap and end any kind of right that we might ever have. And by the way, the last item, last article in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and God help any nation that is ruled under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is, of course, the declaration of no rights at all. The last item in that document, and I suggest you go online and read it, folks. The last item says everything a country does, everything anybody or anything does, has to be in harmony with the principles and programs of the United Nations. Once we have that, and that is Pact for the Future writ large, once we have that in place, we are lost. We are doomed, and we are irrelevant. As Yuval Harari says, we have no rights, and we have no function in society other than to mine cryptocurrency for the great ones with our biological processes to the extent that they wish to have that. As soon as that's no longer relevant to them, we are no longer relevant to them. This must
Yes, Bill Gates patent 060606, mining cryptocurrency with your body's data, the UN's AI World Society documents, remaking the world towards an age of global enlightenment. But it's not a social credit system. It's just a reward system where you only get paid in digital currency if you do the right thing. Now, I don't know about J.D. Vance, Dr. Reamer. I haven't dug in enough into him. But what I do know is that Americans have a chance right now to make this an election issue. And so you need to take advantage of that window that you have in order to affect the whole world and affect your country. And this is just so important, so important. So if you can talk us through the steps, Dr. Labor, of what people need to actually do to exit the UN right now. Well, it can be done.
Yes, it can be done. It will not be possible after this bill, if this bill does not pass. Can you show Prevent Genocide 2030, and I'll take you through the 6 steps. It's very simple. It will take you 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So scroll down a bit. 10 million Patriot Challenge. And I'm asking you, do you have the balls, or have you bought into the propaganda that there's nothing you can do and you're not important? Step one, force Congress, peacefully force Congress to pass the disengaging entirely from the UN debacle act of 2023. And it has to pass with sufficient support to overcome the veto. And when you click on the step, go down just a little bit more. Ah, there you are. Step one. When you click on that, then you come to a form, you put in your name and your address, and then you can email them. You can do a 30-second video. You can tweet them. And you can phone them. Then when you go to step two, we've made it really simple. There, you fill that in, and we're not going to take the time to do that now. But it's easy, folks. And if you're asking, well, what's in it for me? Not being destroyed, not having your children destroyed, not having society being destroyed, not having a complete loss of any right that you ever thought you had. Step two. You can tweet the presidential candidates before this election, and the tweet is all set up for you. It asks them a question. Yes or no? Do you want my vote? I want your answers. Do you commit to withdraw from the UN, which includes the WHO? Will you reestablish the right of informed consent, including around vaccines? And will you investigate and prosecute the COVID criminals? That's pretty simple. So you put that on their Twitter. On their official Twitters, X's, whatever that's called, you know what I mean. You put that there and raise the question so that it becomes part of the necessary presidential dialogue, because right now no one is addressing this. These are the 3 critical questions of our time. You want my vote? I want your answer. Don't politic me. Just yes or no. That's what I want. And we need lots of people asking that question to force it into the political dialogue. Step three, also on that same sheet. I mean, it's not hard. We have Congress, which is now out of session, and the men and women of Congress, both the House and the Senate, are in their districts, and they're doing town halls, and they're meeting with people, and they're collecting donations and doing all that stuff. This is a simple talking point sheet that you can download and take when you set up an appointment, either electronic or physically, with them and educate them. They do not know that they are committing a fraud against the Constitution and the people of the United States by not extracting the United States from the illegal, fraudulently entered into United Nations. That is explained quite succinctly in this talking point sheet. And also, we have a legal memo a little bit further down that you can read to understand why we say that no country in the world is legally bound by any treaty relationship with the United Nations, which is not a country. It's a club, a country club. And therefore, any member of Congress who does not work to take the United States out is committing high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, that's a problem. I don't know whether I've... Okay. Then, if we go to steps 4, 5, and 6, we see that it's your job, your opportunity to motivate your circle of influence. It's going to take 10 million people banging on Congress to get this passed. And by the way, Congress does routinely make a pivot of 180 degrees when enough people demand that they do something. Otherwise,
Dr. Rima Lebo,
we're almost out of time today. So I want to wrap up by saying this. I think that we have a window of opportunity here. I do believe people can change. People can become aware of the globalist structure. More and more people are becoming aware of that. And that includes some people in politics and in power. And so I think that this is a really great way to test their loyalty as well. Do you want us out of this? Do you really want us to be free? Do you want the United States to be free and out of this death machine? I think this is a wonderful opportunity to test that loyalty, and anyone who's honest will consider it. And so vital, Dr. Rima Labo. Again, that website is preventgenocide2030.org. Go there, share it. A few simple steps. Get the message out. Get it tweeted. This isn't a post-election issue. As we said, UN Pact for the Future is happening in September. If that happens, that could cause all sorts of spanners in the works to the election. We have to mitigate all of the different ways in which the globalists are going to try to, to stop humanity from being run by humans. They want us run by AI. I'm sorry, Dr. Rima Labo, we normally have time to mention all your socials. I encourage people to read your Substack and encourage people to read your Substack, and again, preventgenocide2030.org. I'm Maria Z of zmedia.com. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Labo.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.